information warfare against pushers of fake news. It's David Knight.
Well, it's Friday, October the 27th, 2017, and the big surprise release of data, quite frankly, didn't happen. It's a big non-story. Never mind. We were just kidding. You really thought the CIA was going to give up those secrets? You thought the FBI was going to come clean? Ain't going to happen. And they didn't put the real stuff in there anyway. Those are reports that were written for internal investigation and to shut down anything from getting out any wider. But they won't even let us see that. Isn't that interesting? Don't you find that interesting? I do. I find it interesting the statements that President Trump said, that he's very unhappy with this, is what a White House official said. He said he had no other choice. What does that mean? Does that mean that they explained it to him and he will just take their advice on whatever they say and not listen to the American people, not go with his gut instincts like he has on so many other issues? Donald Trump understands the gut issues of Americans. He knows that Americans want information about this. Even after all these years, he knows that Americans want information about the still the premier. I guess more people look at the JFK assassination than they really have at 9/11. I think 9/11 transformed our society more fundamentally. I think that the JFK assassination was the beginning of the, I would say, the assertion of the deep state. And I would say that 9/11 is how the deep state then used that power to change our society forever, and perhaps irreversibly. You know, we have a bill that's running its way through Congress now. We've got about a dozen senators supporting the bill that has been put through by Rand Paul and Ron Wyden to try to limit some of the dragnet surveillance of the American people. They know everything about us. We don't know anything about what they're doing behind their dark closed doors. That's not a democracy or republic. That is not anything remotely related to what America was supposed to be about. And it makes me quite angry, frankly. You know, we look at this and it's like, on the one hand, you know, I want to just cynically laugh about this. It's like, yeah, of course, they're not going to show us anything. But on the other hand, it makes me very angry to see these individuals continue on with these policies. Yeah, we're not going to get much. We got a couple of little glimmers of things that came out. One of the most interesting things, I think, that came out was actually released previously in July. But they put out a great deal of information. There are 6,500 files, I'll say. They were saying, well, we got files, but understand their files don't correspond to computer documents. So if you look at the list, it's about 6,400 and something files and PDF files. And here is one of them right in front of me here. See this big stack of paper? That's why you want to bury something? You put it in a massive data dump. I know back in North Carolina, when we were trying to get information about spending, the groups that I was working with, they would just send us a link to everything in the world. They'd give you this massive data dump, and boy, it was like trying to find a needle in a haystack. And it was not searchable. It wasn't even in computer form. Now, these are in computer form, so things might start opening up if people understand the right search terms. But WikiLeaks has put out a reward of $100,000 if you find something or if you get some of the files that were not released and they actually show some cover-up or crimes that were committed by the government. They'll put out a $100,000 bounty for that. It's about time we get some answers, frankly. It's about time we get some transparency. And it's sad when we see that President Trump says that he had no other choice. That tells you something about who's in charge, whether they are holding a gun to his head or whether they are just telling him and he trusts them for some reason. Why would he trust them? I don't understand. But we're going to be talking to Gerald Celente in the program, the third hour. He actually spoke to Governor Connally, who was shot along with John Kennedy on that day before he died. And what he had to say is still very, very relevant. And we're also going to take your calls. I want to get your comments about what's going on here. I want to get the pulse of the public, if you will. I'm David Knight. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
More than 3,000 never-before-seen documents on the assassination of John F. Kennedy are to be released by the National Archives October 26th. The still-secret documents include more than 3,000 that have never been seen by the public and more than 30,000 that have been released previously but with heavy redactions. This means that thousands of formerly classified documents related to Kennedy's assassination will be unveiled. JFK scholars cannot wait. Longtime Trump advisor Roger Stone was on the Alex Jones show this week. He said he spoke directly to the president and urged him to release all the documents. However, Stone notes that the president is under tremendous pressure by the Central Intelligence Agency to delay the release of the documents for another 25 years. Stone said the issue is now transparency. What is the government hiding at this point? He believes the documents will show that JFK assassin Lee Harvey Oswald was trained, nurtured, and put in place by the CIA. Leanne McAdoo, Infowars.com.
You found it. It's the real news. Live from the Infowars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
It's October 27, 2017, the day that we're going to see supposedly a big document dump about the JFK assassination. Didn't happen, did it? Not a surprise, actually. President Trump is now saying, as he sees that everybody's upset that the CIA and the FBI had their way with him, he's saying, no, we're going to have transparency. He said, this is what he tweeted out this morning. He said just a little while ago, he said, JFK files are being carefully released. In the end, there will be great transparency. It is my hope to get just about everything to the public. Well, great transparency is not just about everything. If you're going to redact anything, if you're going to redact names that the CIA doesn't want out there and that the FBI doesn't want out there, that's not transparency. That is not transparency. He said he had no choice but to hold the documents back. And as I was saying at the top of the hour, you know, if he had no choice, what does that mean? Does that mean that he is going with recommendations of the FBI and the CIA over the wishes of the American people? Who do they work for? Do they work for us? Or are they our government? Are they the ones who are the real government? Yes, they are. They are the deep state. And that was when they fired the shot to take over, was when JFK was killed. And then, of course, they completely transformed our society with 9/11. And there's some echoes to 9/11. Actually, kind of an interesting echo to 9/11 in some of the documents that were released today. Not much that came out. We're going to talk about what came out. We're going to talk about why President Trump has no choice. I mean, are they holding a gun to his head? Could be. Could be. I don't know why this stuff would not be released. This is a very long period of time after this has happened. What has it been? 54 years. Coming up to the 54th anniversary. So I don't know really how many of those people are still around. I mean, George H.W. Bush is still around. Maybe they want to protect his name. Who knows? J. Edgar Hoover's gone. Others, Richard Helm, they got rid of him. he had exposed the CIA in a very, very bad way as far as they were concerned. They brought George H.W. Bush back in to restore it. That's when he became CIA director. They told us that he had never been involved with the CIA before. Do you believe that? I don't believe that. And, of course, there's ample evidence to show that he was involved in the Bay of Pigs, going back to that point, that he was a very deep individual in that. And, you know, there was some interesting news on George H.W. Bush today as well. And he's had now three women accuse him of sexually assaulting them from his wheelchair, And the latest one said she was at a book signing. She's an author. And she said he called her over to her and he said, "Hey, bend down." And he goes, "You know, my favorite book, it's David Copperfield." And he squeezed her behind. Yeah, that's the kind of guy that we, you know, that's a great character, isn't it? He's due a lot of respect, isn't he? As the New American points out, the deep state intelligence threatens Trump and self-government. This is what I tweeted out last night, essentially, when I learned that he was going to be holding some of this stuff back, that he had caved to them. I said, you know, this is, he has to understand that he is in the crosshairs of these people. And for his own good and for the good of the country, he needs to break the power of the deep state. They don't, they've got things there that they don't want revealed because it would embarrass these institutions. That's all the more reason to do it, because these institutions have to be taken down. They have to be embarrassed. They have to be shown for what they are. That's why we want to see this stuff. We're not going to get any information about who actually killed JFK and who was involved in it, but we want to see those names. That's particularly what we want. We want to see the stuff that would embarrass these institutions, the CIA, the FBI, as I went down yesterday, talked about who investigates the Bureau of Investigation and all the different things that they've done from the Palmer raids. You know, when you go back to the Palmer raids, that's really where we had the split with liberals. Many people say, you know, I'm a classical liberal. What does that mean? That means, you know, classical liberals are people who, back in the 19th century, the 18th century, there were people who believed in economic freedom and civil liberties. And that all split as we had Woodrow Wilson do everything he could to try to get us involved in World War One. I talked about yesterday how he had the film director who did a movie about 1776, The Spirit of 76. He had the guy jailed, fined him what would be the equivalent of $1 million today for making a movie about the American Revolution. Why? Because it portrayed the British in a negative light, he said, and he wanted to get us involved in World War One. That's why Woodrow Wilson did that. Well, some of the other things that they did were the infamous Palmer raids that were the beginning of the power of J. Edgar Hoover and the FBI. And it basically split the liberal movement. You had economic people who liked economic freedom, the business community, who were going to make a lot of money off of the war. They became the military-industrial complex. So they still wanted to support economic freedom and so forth. But then you had the other people who said, no, we don't want to have interventionist wars. That's going to destroy this country. We don't want an empire. And we don't want to go to war. And they were the people who stood for civil liberties. Unfortunately, those two split. So that was a splitting of what used to be the classical liberals. The people who were against the war then became radicalized by the anarchists who were against the war. And they became what we call today liberals or Democrats. People who were not only for some civil liberty. Of course, I don't really know that the Democrats support any civil liberty anymore. They say when they say pro-choice, all they mean is the ability to kill your unborn child. They're not for freedom of choosing whether or not you want to vaccinate your child or not. So I don't know that the left really supports, the Democrats really support any freedom whatsoever, any civil liberties, quite frankly. And I don't know that the right supports really any economic liberties either. When they support civil asset forfeiture and allow the government to take your property without even accusing you of a crime, let alone finding you guilty, how is that consistent with property rights? And if you don't have property rights, you don't have any economic freedom. And it's the conservatives who support the drug war and its civil asset forfeiture. So both of them have basically, that's the state where we are in the 21st century. There's not anybody that really supports that stuff. That's why they created the term libertarian. And I started calling myself libertarian, and that's my Twitter handle. I started calling myself libertarian because I don't like the Libertarian Party's stance on stuff. When you look at how statist they have become in the last couple of elections, how they put somebody like William Weld in as vice president and running Gary Johnson for president, these are nothing but politically correct liberals. They don't support freedom. So, anyway, that's the state of where we are. I got off on the tangent. Let's talk about the deep state before we get into these JFK files. And I started talking about the FBI and how they basically split our country. Anybody who supported liberty and now we got these extreme poles, the left and the right are really kind of extremists who don't support any freedom at all. They become authoritarian. It's kind of like trying to say, well, who's the good guy here? Is it Stalin or Hitler? Well, neither, actually. I don't think the left or right or either one of them are good. I don't think most of them support any kind of freedom. So that's where we got there. But then you understand that the FBI got into COINTELPRO, all the dirty tricks that were happening there. That came after the wake of the communist scares. So they felt like they had carte blanche to do anything. And then, of course, internally in the FBI, you had J. Edgar Hoover, who was blackmailing everybody in Washington. Harry Truman even said, we got to get rid of this. It's trending towards a Gestapo. But he didn't do anything about it. Everybody in Washington was afraid of it. They were spying on Supreme Court justices, senators, presidents, blackmailing those individuals. You think that isn't happening today? You don't think that they've got even more on our presidents and our Supreme Court members than they did back in the 50s and 70s? Yeah, it's far worse today. They have tools that are far deeper than that. And as the New American says, it was shocking to hear lawmakers and bureaucrats talking about how the intelligence apparatus would take out President Trump. But the truth has been obvious to discerning Americans for many years. The deep state is a sprawling network of secrecy-obsessed bureaucracies of the quote-unquote intelligence community. If you believe these guys, you don't have any intelligence. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now now, we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Yeah, the Rockford Files. We got the Rockford Files, we just don't have the JFK Files. I guess that's the problem that we've got here. They've told us that they have to keep them secret because of names and methods that they need to keep secret. Let me tell you something. If you're still using the same intelligence methods that you were using in the middle of the 20th century, 55 years ago, maybe you're not an effective agency. You think you can keep those methods secret for 55 years? You think those methods are useful 55 years later? Of course, what we found out from WikiLeaks is what the real intelligence methods that they use. They didn't give out the actual software, but we saw the manuals that they had as part of the leaks that came out this last year. Before we get into the detail of the JFK files, I just want to really quickly tell you something that I think is really important when we look about vitamin D deficiency. There's an article earlier this week from the Daily Mail. And it was a British article, of course. I say, well, you know, we got the British weather. We don't get a lot of sun, but it gets especially bad during the winter. They say it's an estimated that 1 in 5 adults have a vitamin D deficiency. 1 in 6 children have a vitamin D deficiency. And so they talked to a nutritionist, Kim Pearson. And, you know, when you think about the percentage of kids with iPads, it was released just this last week. I think it was over 40% of the kids with iPads. That's why they're not getting sunlight more than the change in season, is that they're staying indoors or playing with video games or playing with their iPads. And she points out also that anybody with darker skin types, the darker your skin, the harder it is to synthesize vitamin D. But I'm going to give you one of the 6 reasons why she said that that you can tell that you got a vitamin D deficiency. Number one, you get frequent infections. She says, vitamin D is vital to the health of the immune system. Without sufficient amounts, our immune cells are unable to react appropriately, leaving us more susceptible to infection. Vitamin D is essential to the function of 2 essential parts of the immune system, the adaptive and the innate immunity. So it's very important for you to have that for your immune system. And you can tell if you got a deficiency. One of the signs is you get frequent infections. Right now, we have vitamin D, and we call it winter sun, because people would typically supplement with vitamin D when it turned to winter and they weren't getting much sunlight. But, of course, now that is a year-round situation, as we are latchkey adults who stay inside virtually all the time and get very little sunlight. Winter sun vitamin D is now 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Also, we have Silver Bullet, colloidal silver, 50% off. We still have Brain Force Plus, 50% off. Super Male Vitality, 30% off. And Anthroplex, 50% off. And for a limited time, you can get 10% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix. Just enter the code VITA10, V-I-T-A-10, to get 10% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion. It has essential vitamins and minerals, and it's a great way to supplement with those vitamins and minerals instead of having to take a lot of pills. Just enter the code at checkout, VITA10. All right, let's take a look at what we have learned and what we've not learned. First of all, we had Larry Sabato, who's at the University of Virginia, a very good political scientist, analyst of the political scene. And here's what Larry Sabato had to say about what was released and what was not released.
Sabato, director for the Center of Politics at the University of Virginia and the author of The Kennedy Half Century. Larry, good to see you tonight. A lot of excitement among those who have wanted to see these documents, and obviously some consternation over what's been withheld.
Yes, it's been a long day. We had our team of UVA students here at 7 a.m. We were ready to tackle this. And, of course, as Trace noted just 8 minutes ago, we got some of the documents. And, frankly, a lot of the good stuff, maybe all of it, has been held back. It's been 54 years since the assassination. It's been 25 years to the day since President George H.W. Bush signed the law which said you have 25 years to work this out. You'd better release it on October the 26th, 2017. And now it's another 6 months and there is no guarantee that we will see most of this then, at least the parts we want to see.
So what do you think,
I guess,
Larry?
Bush figured he'd be dead by now.
Oswald's life and the time he spent in Russia and the Mexico City trip shortly before the assassination and all of the conspiracy theories, some of which, you know, you can certainly understand what would lead people down that path. So what do you think they would be withholding at this point?
Well, I wish I knew. We all have guesses. And I'm sure that Trace reported it correctly when he said in some cases it's the names of informants, most of whom I'll bet are long dead. Maybe some of their family members are still living.
Right.
But it's a stretch to say there would be implications. You know, I just don't know. I tend to believe that Lee Harvey Oswald was the only shooter. That doesn't mean he didn't tell other people, as he might have done in Mexico City, and we have some evidence of that. There are other possibilities. But, you know, if we don't get this information before those of us who lived through it die, it's going to feed the conspiracy theories forever. Not that they'll ever go away,
you think,
but
that
you at least can use truth to counteract them.
Do you think that Castro was involved?
I don't think Castro was involved. I think he might have known what Lee Harvey Oswald may well have said in the Cuban embassy, where reports suggest, including one that J. Edgar Hoover passed along back in the 1960s, that Lee Harvey Oswald said he was planning on killing President Kennedy.
Fascinating. Larry, thank you very much.
I thought it was interesting when he said, well, you know, you could use truth to counter the conspiracy theories. Well, it's actually the other way around, isn't it? The conspiracy theories come up because of the lies. You know, they might try the truth. That would be an interesting thing for them to try for once. And, you know, we have a situation now. Just think about what's going on with the Las Vegas shooting and the nonsense that we've been told, the multiple stories, the impossible things that we've been told about that. And how they continually change their stories. We just, you know, had a bunch of that yesterday. We talked about with the union saying, oh, yeah, we knew that he had crossed into Mexico, that he had driven himself after he'd been shot in the leg. He went into Mexico. And we knew he was there all along. Well, that was not what the union was saying until yesterday. They'd been saying just the opposite. They were saying, where is he? We're worried about him. Where is he? And then MGM was saying, oh, we know where he is. Don't worry. He'll talk when it's time. And when it was time, he talked on their captive, went on the show of their captive celebrity, Ellen DeGeneres. So, it would be nice if they did try the truth. And when you question their lies, even if you don't offer a theory of what happened, just like we saw with Tucker Carlson the last 48 hours, he got some documents sent to him by internal whistleblowers about the trips that, Jesus Campos had made. And he said, well, we got a lot of questions. And he rattled off a lot of questions about that, just asking questions. Why is this? Why is that? Why can't we get an answer to this? Why won't they answer that? Can you please explain this? And just for asking that, he was called a conspiracy theorist. And he wasn't suggesting that there were multiple shooters. So that's something that you have to have with a conspiracy, right? Conspiracy means that there is more than one individual involved. What we have here is a conspiracy of silence by the intelligence agencies. And that should really concern us all when our government conspires to keep the public uninformed. But if you just question their lies, then you are called a conspiracy theorist, even if you don't have a theory about what happened. You just want some answers and some explanations, and you just want them to tell the truth for once. But they don't seem to be able to do that, do they? They will never do that. And they need to be discredited. That's why Trump needs to release this information. Stay with us.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees, spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that's in it. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product. Please listen carefully because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose auto ship before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for auto ship because we hold back a surplus for auto ship customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on auto ship, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new auto ship feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on auto ship. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out of stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for auto ship. We're not just going to have to end in the next week the Brain Force Plus special 50% off. I'm going to have to end even sooner our Caveman Ultimate Paleo Bone Broth, Turmeric, Chaga Mushroom, Bee Pollen, and more concentrate. You talk about next level meal replacement, next level compared to whey. And it's great to mix with whey and then make shakes. It's incredible. My son is growing like a weed using it. He's bigger than I am already. 15, incredible. It is amazing. InfoWarsLife.com, 50% off Caveman, but only a few days left. It's about to end. And folks, the globalists hate it when you do this. We're the tip of the spear because we're fearless. We're bold because we understand the stakes are too high. The globalists win. We're all slaves. So don't thank me for what I'm doing. I want to thank you. We're all in this together. And when you get the great Bolon Labe t-shirts, you get the great books and videos, you're funding the tip of the spear. Again, visit InfoWarsStore.com today and commit to helping the InfoWar.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Making Sense Common Again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back on this October 27th, 2017. And, of course, we're looking at what was and what was not released and why it was not released. Let me give you an idea. This is just one of the files. Look at how thick that is. And the problem is that if you want to hide a needle, you stick it in a haystack, right? And even though these are digital files, PDF files, they are not searchable because what they are pictures of, and I guess you could get a picture of this looking here at the desk. You can see that it is a photo scan of a typewritten document is what this is. So these are photocopies. This one is marked a photocopy from the Gerald Ford Library. They marked out top secret, so it's not too secret anymore. But you can see what this looks like. And so that means that people have to pour through this a little bit at a time. And one of the things that they found today that I think was one of the most interesting revelations out of the few things that were released What they found was something that was previously released back in July. Nobody had been able to find it yet. Somebody just happened to find it today. And that's how this stuff gets covered up. Governments always do that. When you try to get information about budgets, they give you a massive data dump that is not organized in any way at all and say, well, we gave you everything. We didn't hold anything back. And in that case, they're saying the truth. But we haven't gotten everything. It has now been redacted. And as I was talking about the top of the hour, the New Americans was talking about deep state intelligence, how it is a threat to Trump and to self-government. It is a threat to the U.S. It is a threat to all of us, but especially to Trump. And as they start out the article, they say, amid a high-profile showdown with the intelligence community early in his term, President Trump was repeatedly and viciously threatened, even with prison and death. What kind of people can threaten the democratically elected president of the United States and get away with it? The intelligence and security tentacles of the deep state can. And they have now come out openly politicized. That's why when Megyn Kelly was here, and I was just absolutely flabbergasted. Everybody's talking about Megyn Kelly and how she said, I'm getting out of politics and I'm going to do happy entertainment news type of stuff. Well, that's all she ever did, folks. She was never involved in politics. She was absolutely clueless about civil asset forfeiture. She asked me a question. She said, what do you think about Trump and his eminent domain, the fact that he doesn't respect private property? I said, well, I don't agree with that, but I think far worse is civil asset forfeiture. And it's like, what's that? She had no clue what that was. And when she said, she was kind of proud of the fact that she had a interview with Putin. And I said, I'm not worried about Putin. I'm worried about the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, Clapper, Brennan, Hayden, all those guys. Those are the real threats to America. And they have to be exposed. They have to be discredited. That was what was important about this. The fact that these people didn't want to be embarrassed. What was in this? We don't know. As CNN reports, as the deadline ticked away, Trump was confronted with a choice. Release all the 3,100 records without redactions or accept the redactions of the intelligence and law enforcement agencies and release 2,800 of those documents. Trump agreed to the second option while also requiring agencies to conduct a secondary review of the information they believe should be redacted within 180 days. But Trump was still unhappy with his decision. No doubt. I'm unhappy with his decision. He knows that the American people are unhappy with his decision. And what he decided is that he is not president. The CIA is president. The FBI is president. These intelligence agencies who have been openly plotting to take him down are the ones who are in control, one way or the other. Either they tell him what to do or they dominate him with their, we have this inside information. We can't expose these methods that have been secret supposedly for 55 years and we haven't changed them. So, we still need to have those methods. Or they don't want names like George H.W. Bush dragged into this. Whatever. Or maybe they're just holding a gun to his head and telling him you better not do this and threatening him. Whatever the issue. I think the most important revelation that we found from the JFK files is that we have the deep state as president. We don't know who our leaders are. And our leaders rule in secret over us. That's the revelation of the JFK files, folks, is that they will not tell us what is going on. We have no control over them. We don't even know who they are. They are the dark state, the deep state, whatever you want to call them. And so President Trump says that he has no choice but to accept those redactions rather than to allow potentially irreversible harm to our nation's security. The CIA and the NSA are not our national security. And it's time the American people understand that. They are antithetical to our security. They're antithetical to our freedom. Our freedom is our security, not a bureaucracy. That's what we need to understand. The White House said he was unhappy with the level of redactions, but he allowed them to do it anyway, right? They rule. Patrick Henry, let me just remind you of this. I did a 1 minute on this we play sometimes. Patrick Henry said, in 1788, the Virginia Constitutional Convention, he said, the liberties of a people never were nor ever will be secure when the transactions of their rulers may be concealed from them. How far we have moved from our foundations, haven't we? John Adams wrote, liberty cannot be preserved without a general knowledge among the people who have a right to that most dreaded and envied kind of knowledge. And he says, by that I mean of the character and the conduct of their rulers. That is precisely why we need to have this information. It is going to shed light on the conduct and the character of the CIA and the FBI. They are the people who need to be put into the sunlight. We're not going to get any information about who killed Kennedy, but we'll get information about the CIA and the FBI if we put out the information they don't want us to see. There's nothing, after 55 years, there's no method, no individual that needs to be protected in that. The only thing that is up for grabs is their credibility. And we know what that is about. I'll give you another couple of names, not from our founding fathers. Here's one from Mother Teresa. Honesty and transparency make you vulnerable, but be honest and transparent anyway. Or Mahatma Gandhi, truth never damages a cause that's just. And then this one from Glenn Greenwald, transparency is for those who carry out public duties and exercise public power. Privacy is for everyone else. Do you understand why he said that? Because Glenn Greenwald knows that we live in an upside-down world. The CIA and the NSA and the FBI have privacy. You don't. You don't. We are their slaves. They know everything about us. WikiLeaks has issued a $100,000 reward for any withheld JFK documents should they show violations of the law, inefficiency, or administrative error. And then this revelation, Cambridge News in the UK received an anonymous JFK assassination tip-off. They say it was 25 minutes before Kennedy was shot in Dallas, Texas. Somebody called a local British paper and said, we've got some big news in the U.S., and it was 25 minutes before Kennedy was shot. A copy of the memo was released by the National Archives in the U.S. in July, but it had gone unreported because, again, you have to search through these things. But it was revealed again when people started looking through this latest batch of documents. The caller said only that the Cambridge News reporter should call the American Embassy in London for some big news and then hung up. After the word of the president's death was received, the reporter informed the Cambridge police of the anonymous call, and the police informed MI5. The important point is that the call was made, according to MI5 calculations, 25 minutes before the president was shot. The Cambridge reporter had never received a call of this kind before, and MI5 stated that he is known to them as a sound and loyal person with no security record. It reminds me of what happened on 9/11 with Building 7 and the BBC reporter. Let's run that tape.
Jane, what more can you tell us about the Salomon Brothers building and its collapse?
That's Building 7.
Well, only really what you already know. Details are very, very sketchy. As you can see,
and you can see, hold it right there.
The Trade Center.
Hold it right there. They've got a red arrow there. Now, she just stepped over to the side if you're watching this. But for the people who are not watching this, yeah, thanks. Roll it back just a little bit more. He throws to the reporter, and as she begins a report, this, you can see the building that she's talking about having collapsed, Building 7. That was a third skyscraper, steel skyscraper, that collapsed into its footprint. That skyscraper was never even hit with a plane. We had three buildings fall down from two planes. And then the BBC reported that it had fallen down. What was that, 20, 30 minutes before it actually happened? Kind of sounds like this other thing, doesn't it? Isn't that interesting? How history repeats itself when you have a corrupt intelligence bureaucracy. I'm David Knight. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
This week, the FBI released over 1,500 heavily redacted documents concerning the Sandy Hook investigation. In many cases, entire pages are redacted, but unredacted portions of the Sandy Hook documents continue to support the narrative. 20-year-old shooter Adam Lanza was a lonely, tech-savvy high school dropout, an experienced shooter with an interest in weapons, a functioning autistic with a personality disorder, and a recluse who liked to play video games all day. But there's one key update on page 41. A source told agents that Lanza, while in the ninth grade, was visited at his home by either CIA or FBI agents after hacking a government computer system. The source said authorities told Nancy Lanza that if her son was that smart, he could have a job with them someday. InfoWars has the documents. Read them right now. They're posted in their entirety at the article, FBI Releases Heavily Redacted Sandy Hook Investigation Docs. Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
Refresh your breath with Emrex Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gums and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute one part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emrex Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now, that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Going to take a look at the news here at the top of the hour. We'll get back to what's going on with JFK and the assassination files here in just one moment. We had the House yesterday narrowly passing the budget bill, the tax cut bill. They said this sets up a mammoth tax fight. They did it by a measure of 216 to 212. That means that they have unlocked the procedural powers that would allow the Senate to pass a tax bill with just a simple majority of 51 votes and avoid any Democrat filibusters. And it's interesting because the big fight about this, and there were a lot of Republicans from New York and New Jersey. As a matter of fact, Peter King had said he had enough votes to block this. Well, he didn't. The basis for them to try to block this, even with Republicans from those states, was the state and local tax deduction. They call it SALT, S-A-L-T, state and local tax deduction. And Nancy Pelosi has been part of this. Nancy Pelosi said in a tweet, she said, "This is striking. 50% of households that claim state and local tax deduction make under $100,000. And it was the Washington Post, interestingly enough, that called her out on it and said, no, that's actually totally false. And they had a table that was provided, I guess, by the IRS. and they had it broken down by income levels and what percentage of people with those income levels took SALT, took the state and local tax deduction. And if you look at the people under 100,000, it was, let's see, 10 plus, it's 24%, not over half. As a matter of fact, if you look at those under 25,000, only 2% of them took the state and local tax deduction. The big bump came above 100,000. At 100 to 200,000, 28% of the people took SALT. Between 200 to 500,000, it was 21%, and those making half a million to a million, 8%, and those over a million was 20%. So it is heavily skewed to the rich, just as we had told you, just as Republicans were saying. They said, look, the state and local tax deduction is something that is taken primarily by wealthy individuals, which the data proves. Even the Washington Post had to admit that. It is something that is taken by wealthy individuals in high-tax states like New York and New Jersey. But they're telling us that this is something that's going to affect middle and low-income families. Absolutely a lie. Absolutely a lie. They will be helped by doubling the standard deduction. It not only simplifies the tax form, but it helps people who have lower income. And so, fortunately, this is now moving along. Meanwhile, Paul Ryan has said in private meetings with individuals, he has said that DACA is going to be a part of any budget or tax reform because he has always had as his number one priority keeping the borders open. And he says that he's going to tie that to tax reform. So I find that very interesting. House Speaker Paul Ryan says he wants to fix the DACA amnesty program, but he says pro-American reformers want him to reach higher and update immigration policy. And he's telling us the same thing that he always does, which is that he wants to do it in a way that we won't have the same problem down the road. That's what they've been saying for 30 years. We're going to fix the border. We're going to fix internal enforcement so we don't have that DACA problem again. Well, we got the DACA problem because we have a president who did not want to obey the law. So on the basis of a few memos from Homeland Security, basically he said, we're not going to enforce immigration law. Oh, but we are going to offer a big carrot to anybody who wants to come across the border. And we have had a judge who has denied the request by states to force the Trump administration to continue the Obamacare payments. And remember, this is something that InfoWars was heavily involved with from the beginning of the year. We had Dr. Jerome Corsi go back and do an investigation, and he showed that the payments were being subsidized largely by money that was being stolen from Fannie and Freddie investors, and that there was a lawsuit from the House of Representatives that was decided by a judge in favor of the House of Representatives, saying that under Article 1 of the Constitution, you have no authority to spend money without getting the authorization of the Congress. That's where spending originates, is in Congress. So the judge sided with the Congress, sided with the Constitution, and then Eric Holder and his Department of Justice appealed that. And so as Jerome Corsi was pointing out, all they had to do to stop funding of Obamacare was to stop that appeal. And so interestingly enough, even though there was no law that did that, and it was actually in direct violation of the law and the Constitution, you had a lot of state attorneys general sue. Now, as of Wednesday, District Judge Vince Chhabria of the Northern District of California, even in California, denied the request of an emergency ruling. So that's going to go on. Meanwhile, we now have the Pentagon recommending that women be forced to sign up for the draft. Now, we currently don't have a draft, but there is a requirement that individuals sign up for it. They want to extend that to women. We're not going to go into that right now, but believe me, many of us will fight that notion. I don't like a draft in the first place, but I don't think that certainly you should not be having women drafted into the military. And then finally, this is the last bit of news before we get back to the JFK assassination. Catalan Parliament has now declared independence. This is something people have been waiting for some time. After the election, where they had 43% of the people who took part in the referendum, 90% were in favor of independence. And then they tried to negotiate something with Spain. Spain said, nah, we're not going to do that. We don't really care. And so they offered to just use force on those individuals. Now, in a vote in the Catalan Parliament, they said they voted 70 to 10 to declare independence. I find that very interesting. Let's get back to the assassination reports. And if you want to call in and give us your reaction to this, that number is 888-201-2244. 888-201-2244. One of the things that came out that was interesting about this, of course, as we said, it's the CIA and the FBI that are lobbying for this. They want some of the names redacted, and one has to wonder who is still alive and how they could be harmed by this. But I think it is also to cover for the institution. One of the things that came out, J. Edgar Hoover had said that the public must believe that Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone. Referring to the Deputy Attorney General at the time, Hoover said in these documents they found, "The thing I am concerned about, and so is Mr. Katzenbach, who is the attorney, Deputy Attorney General, is having something issued so that we can convince the public that Oswald is the real assassin." Yeah, we remain unconvinced 55 years later. And from previously released documents, we also have the other side of this conversation from Katzenbach, where he said the public must be satisfied that Oswald was the assassin, that he did not have Confederates who were still at large, and that evidence was such that he would have been convicted at trial. That has always been their primary directive. And that is why anybody who questioned their official story was called a conspiracy theorist. A conspiracy meaning more than one person was involved in illegal activity. One of the favorite charges of our government still today. Pretty much every criminal case involves charges of conspiracy, because usually it isn't somebody who is acting alone. Some of the other things that came out of the document, the CIA was working with the mafia to try to assassinate Castro. Many people poured cold water on the idea. I guess there's still some people out there who are saying, well, you know, CIA would never use the mafia. Well, they tried to for Castro. I find what came out from Attorney General Robert Kennedy to be interesting. He learned that the CIA had hired an intermediary to approach Sam Giancana with a proposition to pay $150,000 to hire a gunman to go into Cuba and kill Castro. And his reaction was that that would make it hard to prosecute Giancana. They said Attorney General Kennedy stated that the CIA should never undertake the use of mafia people again without first checking with the Department of Justice, because it would be difficult to prosecute such people in the future. Yeah, it would. Yeah, if you're all part of the same team. The other thing that I think was interesting is that the FBI, of course, got a death threat to Oswald the day before his murder. In a document dated November 24, 1963, J. Edgar Hoover said that the FBI's Dallas office received a call from, quote, a man talking in a calm voice saying he was a member of the committee to kill Oswald. And then he said, publicly, he said, Ruby says no one was associated with him, and he denies having made the phone call to our Dallas office last night. Well, that's end of story, right? Who says it was Ruby who called? He just jumped to that conclusion. Wave your hand and move along. See, there's nothing to see here. There's nothing to see here. See, we got Dodson here. Yeah, nobody's interested. So it's kind of interesting as we look at what remains hidden from the public. And, of course, one of the things that came out was the Soviet Union saying they were concerned that some crazy general was going to use this as an excuse to start a nuclear war. So that's one of the things that came out of that. Of course, many people have talked about that. When we come back after the top of the hour, we're going to talk about the marksmanship of Lee Harvey Oswald and some interesting things where people in film and in investigation and in testimony and in the Warren Commission, many people have called into question the possibility of his shooting.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrix Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Keep on
live from Austin, Texas, it's David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. It's October the 27th, 2017. As we mentioned in a news blitz in the last segment, Catalonia, the parliament there has voted for independence. And of course, that sets up a big struggle between the Spanish government that has taken a hard line that not only are they not going to recognize the election, I mean, they did everything they could to shut it down, beating elderly people, beating women with children. I mean, the thugs that you see out of the Spanish government, it's absolutely amazing. And the Catalonian government, quite frankly, is really pretty left-wing, pretty left-leaning. They were surprised. They said, well, socialists are saying that we don't have any right to self-government. Well, guess what? That's what socialists always say. You just haven't gotten to that point yet. But it's beside the point as to what their political orientation is. They have a right to self-government. They have a right to have an election and self-rule. Everybody does. And it's a shame, it's an embarrassment to the West that the EU and the United States would not recognize their independence. And what it is setting up here is a violent civil war because the Spanish government is not going to back down. And so we'll see what happens. They've said they took to the streets, 500,000 people took to the streets and said we will use our bodies as shields to keep this because they don't have a Second Amendment. They don't have any ability to have arms. If you have arms, if you have an armed population, as our founders wisely understood, because they'd been in the same situation. Having arms is usually a deterrent to government violence. And so just by having an armed population, you can deter that kind of tyranny in many cases. But if they're really determined, like the British or like Abraham Lincoln, then yes, you'll have to use your arms to defend yourself. And sometimes you win and sometimes you lose. We're one and one on that particular issue of freedom. But it is good to be able to have the ability to protect yourself, and sometimes it can be a useful deterrent without any violence happening. Some other headlines that we have in the news. Breitbart reports that Oregon now has more food stamp recipients than public school students. But you just wait, because Oregon, we have some immigrants on the way. And soon, just like the Texas school system, you'll be able to create entire schools for people that are not American citizens. They're foreign citizens, criminally trespassing in the United States, demanding that you fulfill their dream of an education paid for by American taxpayers because their home governments won't pay for it. And then saying that you're evil if you send them home even after you have provided them with a free education at your expense, at the expense of your American dream of having a home or even a larger apartment. No, you're going to get the little 200 square foot Agenda 21 apartment. You're not going to have a home. You're not even going to have a nice apartment because the taxes are going to be so high, you're not going to be able to afford it. And speaking of being able to afford things, as we've talked about several days, it's now starting to get into more and more headlines. The mainstream media is still not talking about it. We talk about it here on this program. We had Gerald Celente yesterday, was on the fourth hour. As a matter of fact, he's going to be with us on our third hour of this program. We're going to ask him about the interview that he had with former Governor John Conley shortly before Conley died. Conley was in the car when President Kennedy was shot, and what he had to say is still relevant today. But Gerald Celente talked about it yesterday. It's a big issue. The petrodollar is under attack. It's under attack from China. It's under attack from Russia. They're trying to set up their currencies in competition to the petrodollar. And if you want to see economic chaos here in America, the most effective thing that they can do, forget all the stuff about the missiles in North Korea. The real nuclear bomb that is aimed at our head is the attack on the petrodollar by China and by Russia. Both of them are moving to set up their currencies to be backed by gold. Russia has tripled its holdings in gold, and China is doing the same thing. And they are also working to with Saudi Arabia and other oil producers to create a petro version of their currency, the petro ruble or the petro yuan. That is the real threat to us. It is not the missiles. You know, you're not going to have any kind of defense if you've got trillions in debt and a worthless paper currency. We learned that from the Revolutionary War and the Civil War. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back on this Friday, October the 27th, 2017. I'm David Knight. We've been taking a look at what was not released with the JFK files. And, you know, as Sherlock Holmes said, the dog that didn't bark is sometimes the more interesting story. I think the fact that President Trump was intimidated or misled or lied to or whatever, whether he is being dominated or threatened by the intelligence agencies who find this to be embarrassing, I think that's the real story here. So let's go to your comments here. And if you want to call in, the number is 888-201-2244. Let's go to John in Pittsburgh. John?
How you doing, David?
Doing good. Thank you for calling. What's on your mind?
Well, I saw you were talking about a topic of taxes that they were just raising them in a lot of states. My state is a huge one where our governor just keeps raising them and raising them and raising them, like typical Democrats usually do.
Yes.
And all that keeps doing is hurting the American people like me, the American workers, more precise, not the American people, because there's a lot of leeches that don't work. But it's hurting people like me. And it's honestly, I think it's kind of, it's not hilarious, but it is, because this is my state voted for President Trump. Like, there's probably only two places this entire state that even voted non-Republican. Like, this is a red state. Everybody knows that. I mean, we have a lot of Democrats here in office, but I have a feeling they're going to start getting voted out, which I can only hope.
Well, that's good. And when you talk about the destructive power of tax, of course, it was the Supreme Court justice who said the power to tax is a power to destroy. We see that over and over again. Some of the jurisdictions there, and it might be, is it there in Pittsburgh that they have taxes on, or maybe it's Philadelphia where they have taxes on soda, and they found that people were just going across the state line, and it was causing so much of a loss in business because, you know, small businesses operate on a very small profit margin. So if you take away something that is profitable for them, like selling soft drinks, because people are going across the state line, and once they go across the state line, they got to go to this other store. They buy everything there. So it was putting people out of business. They always do that. I remember when we built our house in North Carolina, we had a guy who was an excellent carpenter, finished carpenter, doing interior work. And he had been laid off. He had been building yachts for people on the coast of North Carolina. He got laid off because they said, we're going to punish the rich and we're going to put taxes on yachts and so forth. Well, all that did was put a lot of people who were building the yachts and finishing the yachts, that put them out of business, put them out of work. He didn't own a business. He was a laborer, but it put him out of that job. So he had to find other stuff, which wasn't nearly as skilled as what he had been doing. Did you have a comment on the JFK files?
Yeah, to respond to what you said about, I personally think that they threatened his family. Like, that's the only thing that I can even see that they would even, like, how the president could even cave. Because he has not caved on anything. He has stood up for what he believes in. He keeps fighting for us. But yet this one thing, he seemed to have kind of gone back on it. And I don't think this was his choice. I do. Yeah. I don't think that he, I honestly feel like that his kids' lives might have been threatened. Like, they might have, like, dug up as much dirt as they could that could hurt his kids. That's the, because he's definitely a dad that cares about his kids, like anybody, like any other dad. But I have a strong feeling that they're using his kids and his family against him to not release it. That's the only thing I can think of. I can't think of any other reason why the president would even cave on this.
Yeah, I think he is a tough enough guy that if they threatened him, he wouldn't do anything. They, like you're pointing out, if they threaten his family, that might do it. So yeah, it's sad to see that. And we've seen a transformation. First, he was very determined that he was going to release everything. And they said, well, we'll have to do a review of that. And it's like, uh-oh, he's starting to waffle. And then, at the last minute, we saw that he caved into, the CIA and the FBI. Thank you, John. I want to show a little clip here from Full Metal Jacket. This was, I thought, a great commentary on the official story that Lee Harvey Oswald got off these three hits on a moving target with a bolt-action rifle from that location, if you understand that what that involves as well. But he got all that stuff off in about 5 seconds or whatever. Here's Arlie Ermey from Full Metal Jacket talking to his recruits about Lee Harvey Oswald.
Anybody know who Lee Harvey Oswald was? Private Snowball.
Sir, he shot Kennedy, sir.
That's right. And do you know how far away he was?
Sir, it was pretty far from that book's repository building, sir.
All right, knock it off.
Book's repository.
250 feet. He was 250 feet away and shooting at a moving target. Oswald got off three rounds with an old Italian bolt-action rifle in only 6 seconds and scored two hits, including a headshot. Do any of you people know where these individuals learned how to shoot? Private Joker.
Sir, in the Marines, sir.
In the Marines, outstanding. Those individuals showed what one motivated Marine and his rifle can do. And before you ladies leave my island, you will all be able to do the same thing.
That's right. That's right. He did it because he was a Marine. He made the impossible shot to dream the impossible dream. Experts, as Plain Truth points out, went through and looked at some of the comments and some of the tests that people had done over the years to try to recreate that shooting. This source says, experts like Bill O'Reilly tried to tell us that Oswald was a marksman shooter in the Marine Corps. Sounds pretty convincing until you understand that being a marksman in the Marine Corps is akin to being able to hit the broadside of a barn at 50 feet. In the 1950s, they categorized Marines into three levels of shooting ability. They had experts, sharpshooters, and marksmen were the lowest level. And they said that in December 1956, after a very intensive 3 weeks of training period, and this is very important, folks, because you have to understand that it's like anything else. You constantly train with it, just like you would with any sport or activity, or your accuracy starts to go down very quickly. And we'll see that with Lee Harvey Oswald. So in December 1959, he has a three-week intensive period. And what he does is he scores two marks above the minimum for the mid-range, which is sharpshooter. So the sharpshooter is scores of 210 to 219. He got 212. So he scored at the bottom of the middle level. In May, and that was after 3 weeks of intensive training, in May of 1959, he scored 191, which is just one mark above the minimum for a marksman, which is the minimum that you're going to be able to essentially operate in the Marine Corps. Then here's what Colonel Allison Folsom said about those results for the Warren Commission. He said, a low marksman qualification indicates a rather poor shot, and a sharpshooter qualification only indicates a fairly good shot. And so when he intensely trained for 3 weeks, he was at the bottom of a fairly good shot. And then when he had not trained, about 2.5 years later, he was at the bottom of a poor category. It was at the very, very bottom. And as he also testified, that Marine colonel said, to this date, as far as I know, no one has ever duplicated the marksmanship attributed to Oswald, in spite of what the drill sergeant there, Arlie Ermey, was telling his recruits. Nobody has done that, folks. Former Marines, he said, recall that Oswald was a poor shot. Nelson Delgado said that Oswald on the firing line was a pretty big joke because he got a lot of complete misses. Delgado told researcher Mark Lane that Oswald was just not that interested in guns, and he was always being penalized for not taking proper care of his rifle or cleaning it regularly. We'll come back to that in just a moment. Sherman Cooley, another Marine, said, if I had to pick one man in the entire United States to shoot at me, I'd pick Oswald. I saw the man shoot. There's no way he could have ever learned to shoot well enough to do what they accused him of doing in Dallas. And when he was a member of the hunting club in Minsk, Russia, Oswald's fellow members considered him to be a bad marksman. Craig Roberts was a former Marine sniper. He wrote a book called Killzone about the JFK assassination. And when he went to the Texas State Book School suppository, as the guy said, and he looked at, because that's where they really store the excrement about the JFK assassination, he looked at that window and he said, there's no way. As a trained professional sniper, there is no way that you would pick this location to do the shot. And he interviewed Sergeant Carlos Hathcock, who is the Marine Corps' sniper instruction, is a senior instructor at the Marine Corps' Sniper Instruction School in Quantico, Virginia. And that senior instructor at the sniper school said the angle, the moving target, the time limit, etc. He told Roberts, I don't know how many times you tried it, but we couldn't duplicate what the Warren Commission said that Oswald did. So that's what real Marines who are trained as snipers say about that. It isn't going to happen, folks. And we'll show you a couple more things about that and take your calls. The number is 888-201-2244. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're running the biggest special we've ever had for our best-selling product, Brain Force. Now, Brain Force Plus, there's 20% more in each bottle. And we're now purchasing so much of it from the major organic manufacturer here in the United States that we've been able to get it for less. So I'm offering for the first time ever 50% off. And I thought I could offer this for maybe a month. I'm going to have to stop this special within a week because it is blasting out of our warehouse because the fans of it already are stocking up. They know how great it is. A whole bunch of organic, natural, healthy, known nootropics. And if you want good, clean, focused energy, then Brain Force is for you, and you're supporting the broadcast at the same time. It's a good deal at $39. It's $19.96 at InfoWarsLife.com or simply call toll-free 888-253-3139. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others.
Force. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the InfoWar. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Zapruder film establishes 3 shots in 5.6 seconds.
Kid.
I'm Oswald.
Time me.
Go.
Time?
Between 6-7 seconds.
And that's without really aiming.
Key is the second and third shots came almost right on top of each other. It takes a minimum 2.3 seconds to recycle this thing. The other problem is there was a tree there, blocking the first 2 shots by the time they crammed the Zapruder film.
Didn't J. Edgar Hoover say something about that? Leaves are falling off in November.
It was a Texas live oak, Chief. It sheds its leaves the first week of March.
So you take this Carcano, world's worst shoulder weapon, and you try to hit a moving target at 88 yards through heavy foliage? No way. Yeah. FBI tried 2 sets of tests. Not one of their sharpshooters could match Oswald's performance. Not one. And Oswald was at best a medium shot. The scope was defective on it, too. I mean, this is the whole essence of the case to me. The guy couldn't do the shooting. Nobody could. And they sold this lemon to the American public.
Okay, that was a clip from Oliver Stone's JFK. And he absolutely nailed it in that short period of time. Remember what he said about the fact that it's pretty hard to even, with that kind of a bolt lever rifle, to even get that many shots off in that amount of time. But 2 of those shots were right on top of each other. Very close together. So they weren't equally spaced. And so you had, of course, CBS come to the rescue. Dan, rather, tried to prove, yes, it can be done. It is possible. And they created a video to try to show the American public and convince them. It's exactly what we're seeing now, folks, with the Vegas shooting. They put out a series of impossible statements, lies, and even when they completely reverse the timeline and do other things, you've got mainstream media then trying to fill in the details, trying to put a foundation under their lies, which is exactly what CBS and Dan Rather did. And they kind of hid their results. What they did in 1967, I guess we should run that clip. Let's run that clip from CBS 60 Minutes, and then we're going to go to our callers and get some of your reactions. So hang on, callers. And again, if you want to call in, that number is 888-201-2244. Here's what Dan Rather and CBS did to try to convince people to dream the impossible dream, to believe what could not have happened, the false narrative that the government gave us about the single shooter. Here's what CBS and Dan Rather did.
These CBS News tests were conducted on different days at the range of the H.P. White Ballistic Laboratory in rolling farmland north of Bel Air, Maryland. 11 volunteer marksmen took turns firing clips of 3 bullets each at the moving target. None of the men had much familiarity with the Italian Manica Carcano, although each was given time to practice at a nearby indoor range, and most of the volunteers were experienced with bolt-action rifles. In each case, the first shot was fired at a point approximating the point at which the Warren Commission deduced the first shot was fired. Distance, about 175 feet. In 6 seconds...
Hold it right there. Hold it right there just a second. Okay, now, those of you who are not watching this, and if you're watching this, you saw when he took the third shot, the thing was slowing down and stopping, which is exactly the opposite of what happened in real life. The limousine at that point where the third shot came out was accelerating. Accelerating away from the shooter. And of course, they didn't have any tree in the way either. As they correctly pointed out in Oliver Stone's JFK, there was a tree in the way. And J. Edgar Hoover said, yeah, but trees, shed their leaves in October, but that was a Texas live oak. And as he pointed out, they don't shed their leaves until March. They hang on to them through the winter. So, yeah, it was still obstructing it. Let's go back to that report and listen to the conclusion that Dan Rather does to try to convince you that this was possible. First of all, he says, yeah, these guys were expert shooters, but, you know, they weren't really familiar with this lever action rifle. So we let them have a couple of practice shots and then watch what happens with this, how he spins this.
Distance, about 175 feet. In 6 seconds, the distance grows to 270 feet. Results varied. A Maryland state trooper made two hits in the silhouette. One near miss. In slightly less than 5 seconds. Another state trooper's best time was 5.4 seconds. One hit, two near misses. A weapons engineer had the best score.
Okay, we can kind of stop this.
In 5.2.
Three hits, okay. However, he doesn't talk about where the hits were, and he doesn't talk about a headshot. And he was trying to convince people that the shots could get off in that amount of time and be accurate. But here's what CBS did not tell you. When they did that in 1967, and these guys were shooting from the same height as Oswald, but they didn't have to wait for it to clear a tree, none of them hit the target twice on their first try. Seven of these people failed to do so on any of their tries, and they were also able to fire several practice rounds before the test. Now, the Warren Commission also did this. The Warren Commission... was equally bad, maybe even worse. They paid three expert riflemen to duplicate Oswald's alleged feat. These shooters fired 18 rounds using his gun and his scope. They fired three rounds with just the iron sights. These shooters missed the head and the neck area of the target because in the CBS thing, they were really focusing on whether or not they could get that many shots off in that amount of time. They weren't really concerned with accuracy. When they say within the target area, they had a big silhouette area, which is much bigger than what was going to be presented in real life. They say these shooters missed the head and the neck area of the target 18 out of 18 times. Nobody hit the head. Using the telescopic sight and two out of three times when they used the iron sights. As a matter of fact, one of the individuals said when he got the gun, the actual Oswald's gun, he said the sight was not even set properly. And that would confirm what we had been told from people who were with him in the Marines. And the other thing that was interesting about the Warren Commission's site was they didn't even put the height at 60 feet, which is what they want to tell you is where Oswald was shooting from at the school book suppository. they didn't put it at 60 feet. They put it at 30 feet, and they were shooting at a stationary target, not a moving target. So it's just kind of, well, can you get that many shots off on a stationary target in that amount of time and hit it? And the answer was no, not with their experts, not with their experts. So that is the truth, folks, about what is going on. It was not even correctly cited. And that would also confirm what other individuals are saying who served with him, said he was constantly getting in trouble because in the Marines he wouldn't even clean his weapon. He was not a weapons guy. He was not an expert marksman. And as Bill O'Reilly tries to tell you that he was a marksman shooter, yeah, he got, that's the lowest qualification for the Marines at that time. And he got into that level by the skin of his teeth. The bottom mark for that level was 190, and he got 91. All right, let's go to our callers real quickly here. Oh, we don't have time. We're coming up to a break. So right after we come back, we're going to get to our callers without any delay. Sorry about that, callers, but it was important for people to see how implausible, how impossible the story that we've been fed by the government is. That, along with eyewitness testimony, just like we see in Las Vegas. That is why the public never believed it. And we still don't believe it. And we want to see those agencies discredited, and we want to see names named. I'm David Knight. We'll be right back.
More than 3,000 never-before-seen documents on the assassination of John F. Kennedy are to be released by the National Archives October 26th. The still-secret documents include more than 3,000 that have never been seen by the public and more than 30,000 that have been released previously but with heavy redactions. This means that thousands of formerly classified documents related to Kennedy's assassination will be unveiled. JFK scholars cannot wait. Longtime Trump advisor Roger Stone was on the Alex Jones show this week. He said he spoke directly to the president and urged him to release all the documents. However, Stone notes that the president is under tremendous pressure by the Central Intelligence Agency to delay the release of the documents for another 25 years. Stone said the issue is now transparency. What is the government hiding at this point? He believes the documents will show that JFK assassin Lee Harvey Oswald was trained, nurtured, and put in place by the CIA. Leanne McAdoo, Infowars.com.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said that there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And, folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
We're not just going to have to end in the next week the Brain Force Plus special, 50% off. I'm going to have to end even sooner our Caveman Ultimate Paleo Bone Broth, Turmeric, Chaga Mushroom, Bee Pollen, and more concentrate. You talk about next level meal replacement, next level compared to whey. And it's great to mix with whey and then make shakes. It's incredible. My son is growing like a weed using it. He's bigger than I am already. 15, incredible. It is amazing. InfoWarsLife.com, 50% off Caveman, but only a few days left. It's about to end. And folks, the globalists hate it when you do this. We're the tip of the spear because we're fearless. We're bold because we understand the stakes are too high. The globalists win. We're all slaves. So don't thank me for what I'm doing. I want to thank you. We're all in this together. And when you get the great Bolon Labe t-shirts, you get the great books and videos, you're funding the tip of the spear. Again, visit InfoWarsStore.com today and commit to helping the InfoWar.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Of universal deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
It's Friday, October the 27th, 2017. We're talking about the non-release of the JFK files, what was held back, what was redacted. We're going to go to our caller, so hang on, folks. I'm going to do a plug. We have to skip that the last segment, and this is what funds the operation. We really do appreciate your support. And I've been going over a article that came out last week on the Daily Mail talking about six reasons why you should have vitamin D, six signs that you have vitamin D deficiency, quite frankly. The first one was if you get frequent infections. The second one is if you're depressed, especially in winter. They say vitamin D is understood to play a key role in maintaining healthy levels of serotonin in the brain. That keeps you from getting depressed. In 2014, research published in the journal Medical Hypotheses looked at 100 scientific papers on vitamin D, and they found a specific link between vitamin D deficiency and what they call seasonal affective disorder, or SAD, which happens when people experience low moods during winter months thanks to a lack of light and sunshine. That's why we call our vitamin D supplement Winter Sun. And we've got it right now, 50% off. Also, Silver Bullet, our colloidal silver, is 50% off. And Anthroplex is also 50% off. And Super Male Vitality, 30% off. Brain Force Plus, still 50% off. That will be ending very soon. Those are some of our most popular products, and we have deeply discounted them, as you heard, all but one, 50% off. You can also get an additional 10% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix. It's a great way to get your vitamins and minerals supplementation. You just enter the code VITA10 at checkout, and you can get 10% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix. So you don't have to take a lot of pills to get vitamin and mineral supplements. You just take Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink, and you get it 10% off with the code VITA10 at checkout. Let's go to our callers who have been very patient and on hold. Let's go to Jeff in Canada. Go ahead, Jeff.
Good morning, Mr. Knight. How are you?
Fine. Thank you for calling. Go ahead. What's on your mind about JFK files?
Thanks for taking my call. I'm a former Canadian infantry soldier, and I have a couple of points, if you don't mind. One being on JFK, just from a layman point of view as an infantry soldier, absolutely impossible. I'd like to also commend you on your excellent observations with regard to the JFK operation being indeed what it was. It's a false flag. And looking back now, hindsight being 2020, JFK resembles and has all the characteristics of a false flag, including the obvious confusion. Also like to remind our listeners that are listening right now that at that time as well, Operation Northwoods was released. The term conspiracy theorist came out as a result of the JFK assassination as well. I'd like to jump right in, though, to...
And let me interject here, since you brought up Operation Northwoods. You guys can do your own research on the Internet. You can find that they were proposing, so they could attack, have an excuse, a pretense to attack Cuba, that as a false flag operation, they would train people to, guess what, crash planes into buildings or attack people in shopping malls. And then they could use that, say, oh, it was Cubans who did it. Now we need to go invade Cuba. They wanted to come back at that again. And so, yes, you're very, it's very important to understand the methods of operation that our secret deep state, our dark state, has been using for over half a century. That's what they've been doing. Go ahead, Jeff. I just wanted to interject and fill that out for people who hadn't heard of Operation Northwoods. That's the key thing for people to understand.
Roger that. At the same time, we have the USS Liberty, so that's another good opportunity for our callers and listeners and watchers on the Ron Gibson chat room that I'm listening to. There's over 4,000 listeners right now and watchers watching your show right now who are very well aware of the danger that we are in right now. And that's why I'm really calling this morning, Mr. Knight. And that was to alert our callers and to our listeners and our watchers that we are an extremely dangerous point in this republic and even our neighbors being here in Canada right now. We also share that border with you. And I'm concerned that with all the release of this information, not the JFK information, because that's to me is a red herring, another attempt by the elite to sort of lead us and distract us, much like the Harvey Weinstein story, again, lead us and distract us away from what the real true story here, the real concern I have right now and our chatters and listeners have is November the 4th. And that this will be a false flag or a pretense for the deep state to literally turn off the lights across North America to suppress information, to shut the internet down. It would be an excellent way for the deep state to shut all of us and shut all of this down, because there's no way the deep state is going to allow this kind of leakage to continue. And I'm wondering what your thoughts are on that this morning, Mr. Knight.
Well, you know, you're talking about a false flag. It was Gary Haven who did the movie Amerageddon, and it was predicated on an EMP pulse, which can be done by flying a nuclear weapon over America or an industrialized city and exploding it, and they'll take out most of the electronic devices, most of the electric infrastructure, and once they damage that, it can take a very long time to restore that. And most people in America are just a couple of days away from starvation because we have a just-in-time delivery system. So that would be one way that they could take everything down. And it doesn't have to be North Korea. I mean, it's kind of concerning when you see North Korea, yes, they're flying missiles, done it twice over Japan. So whether or not they have the range, whether or not they have the accuracy, you know, if they had the range, they could do an EMP pulse over the United States. But of course, we could have a false flag EMP pulse, and they could use that to take down the infrastructure and blame it on North Korea, whether or not they have the range or not. And they don't need to have anything very accurate in order for an EMP pulse to happen. So the key thing is for, I think, the government to see that we are watching them, that we are not buying these explanations, whether they're selling us lies about the Vegas shooting or whether they're selling us lies about the JFK files or whatever. We're not buying it. And they need to understand that. And we need to understand that, of course, they are watching us. How are they watching us? Most people think that the method that they're using to spy on everybody, their preferred method, is to record our text messages and our phone messages. But the key area of intelligence that has been growing, and the fastest growing area, is geospatial intelligence. That's activity-based intelligence. It's human domain analytics. And what they do with that is that they're constantly looking. It's the metadata. They kept telling us, oh, the metadata, we don't care about the metadata. You know, that's not important. That's what we're collecting, but that's not important. You know, we collect it because it's not important. They collect it because they can use algorithms to mine that. They can use algorithms to look at the metadata, what people are talking about in social media and other issues. They can look at that to understand who you are, to put you on a map, and to understand if their lies are working with the public. So that's why it's important to let them know that their lies are not working. Thank you, Jeff. I've got a lot of people stacked up here, so I'm going to move on to another caller. Let's go to Vance in Tennessee. Vance, thank you for holding.
How you doing, Mr. Knight?
Doing good. Go ahead.
Man, I just want to say you're doing great today. You do great every day. We love
thank you.
We love the work that you do. Keep it up.
Thank you very much.
I'd like to just mention a couple things about Mr. Kennedy that not a lot of people know. I'm sure you know the name Matt Jacobson.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Tell everybody.
Does everybody know about the little bit of a methamphetamine pick-me-up that he had concocted from you know, for our president? So, Mr. Cut Clean, Mr. Prettywell.
Dr. Feelgood, yes.
Sir, Dr. Feelgood, that's him. Well, look, you know, every man is a man, and all men can be great men, and they can have side effects, you know? Some people need a little bit of help. Me, myself, I'm hand to the good Bible, son. Hand to the good book. I love these products. I love them.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, yes. And that's what supports us. Thank you for that.
All right. I got a little more time, just a little bit?
Yeah, go ahead.
Thanks, sir. Thank you. I just wanted to know, were you aware of all them crazy, like, the coincidences between Lincoln and Kennedy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember when that came out. I was
How
a small
much
kid.
This info?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, they did that to keep people distracted from, you know, that's like come up with another story to keep everybody busy so they don't really look at the lies that are being put out by J. Edgar Hoover and others. It's like, oh, look, they both had a vice president named Johnson and so forth, you know, that type of thing. I remember when that came out, and that really did have a big effect of misdirecting people. It's kind of like when Hillary said, you know, oh, it was the Russians. Don't pay attention to the documents that came out from the DNC. Don't read those. You need to focus on the fact that it was the Russians that stole them from us. Well, whether or not they stole them from us, you still should read them. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend.
The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, to the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware.
That's right, something's happening here, and it ain't exactly clear. Well, maybe it is. We know at the very least that they're lying to us. They've lied to us about the JFK assassination. They've lied to us about Waco, Ruby Ridge, Flight 800, 9/11. And, of course, they're lying to us about the Vegas shooting as well. Everything they do is a lie. They never tell us the truth. Everything is hidden. They intimidate members of Congress. They intimidate presidents. They intimidate Supreme Court justices. And they lie to the public. That's the deep state, the dark state. And that's the dog that didn't bark last night, that did not release the documents, the pressure that they put on President Trump We're talking about that. We've got some callers on the phone. We're going to go right back to them in just a moment. Before we do, real quickly, I've been reading to you from this article, the six signs that you have vitamin D deficiency. Here's sign number three. You're always tired. Always tired. If you're always tired, a lack of this vitamin could mean that you're not assimilating nutrients from your food, and your body's cellular ability to make energy from what you eat is compromised. Vitamin D is essential to the functioning and the efficiency of mitochondria. It's known as the cell batteries within your muscles. The good news is it can be quickly remedied by supplementation of vitamin D. A double-blind, placebo-controlled, randomized clinical trial published last year in the journal Medicine found that vitamin D supplementation significantly improved fatigue levels. We call it winter sun because one of the other signs of it is that you get depressed because you get less sunlight during the winter. It's very well known. It's not just cabin fever. There's also a syndrome. We talked about that in the last segment. We call it winter sun. Our vitamin D supplementation, it is now 50% off. It's one of the big selling items that we currently have at 50% off. Others are silver bullet, colloidal silver. That is 50% off. Brainforce Plus, 50% off. Anthroplex, 50% off. And you can get 10% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix. That's our drink mix that gives you minerals and vitamin supplementation. You can get 10% off of Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix when you enter the code VITA10. That's 10% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion at checkout when you enter the code VITA10. Let's go back to our callers. Ron in Alberta, thank you for waiting. Go ahead.
Yes. Hey, David. Glad to finally get through to you.
Well, thank you for holding.
Give your supplements a plug there. I use quite a few of them, and they're top-notch.
Yes. I use them every day myself, actually. Thank you.
And anyways, as far as this JFK shooting, there's a documentary on YouTube called JFK to 9/11, Everything is a Rich Man's Trick. Mm-hmm. And they lay the whole thing out on there, who was involved, who actually shot Kennedy. And they tell you that there's a part there where you see him get shot, and his head goes back and up. So he's getting shot from below his elevation where he was sitting in the car. And there's a sewer there, right? And they said yes. That there's a clip, they cut the film, and the car actually stopped right in front. There's still a paint mark on the curb, mm-hmm. where the driver was told to stop. And then he got shot from that sewer. And then they even tell you who the guy was, because he worked at some auto dealership, because he had to go through the sewer to get out. He came back to work all sweaty and muddy. I can't remember what his name was.
Well, that's interesting. You know, they weren't counting on the Zapruder film. Today, everybody's got a cell phone in their hands. People are constantly recording stuff, and that made a big difference. And, of course, the Zapruder film was very damaging to their narrative. And I would just mention at this point, we're talking about headshots and Kennedy's head moving and so forth, that all the doctors that first saw him said they were entry wounds from the front and exit wounds from the back. And that was changed by the government's official people who examined it. And, of course, his body disappeared for a while mysteriously and then resurfaced and reportedly had been altered at that point as well. Thank you, Ron. I got a couple more callers, and I want to get through them in this segment, because we've got Gerald Salenti that's coming up at the top of the next hour, and he had the opportunity to talk to Governor Connally, who was in the car with JFK and was also shot on that day. And he has something very interesting to tell us about that, but he also has some other interesting things to tell us about trends that are coming. Of course, the Trends Journal is Gerald Salenti's publication. Thank you, Ron. Let's go to Robert in Wisconsin. Go ahead, Robert.
Hey, David. How you doing?
Doing good. Thank you for calling.
Just got to say, I wanted to plug the product that I use every day, Rainforest, Trueway, Caveman, all great. Amazing products. Right. Love them.
Well, thank you for supporting us, and I'm glad to know they're working for you. That's great. Thank you.
Yeah.
Did you want to say something about JFK?
Yes, I did. One thing I'm very concerned is that I am very concerned that not all the files will be released, especially since I saw Trump this morning saying that JFK files are being released. Yeah, great transparency.
Yeah, I don't think that even if they released all these files that they have, we have to understand that, you know, they don't have a smoking gun in there, you know, just as Ron was saying, there's not going to be anything in any of these files that said, you know, it was Joe Smith who shot him from the grassy knoll. And I just want to write this down as a confession and put it in the congressional record. Now, this is stuff to be consumed by people who thought that they were being fully informed about the investigation, who thought that they knew everything. They said, and don't tell anybody because this is the official stuff. But there is stuff there that they don't want coming out that would embarrass the agency, that would embarrass individuals. And that's the key thing that we want to come out. We want that to come. People have been conducting their own investigations. A lot of people have their theories as to who did this and why. But the key thing, I think, at this point is that we have to understand that we've been held hostage by this deep state. And we have to discredit them. We have to wake up the American people. We have to show that the emperor has no clothes, just a dark cloak. And so these people need to be exposed. When they say, we don't want any names coming out, that's exactly what we want. We want to see who the people were who covered this stuff up, the people who were involved in this. So that's my comments on it. What do you think, Robert?
Well, I definitely got to agree with you there, David. I mean, we've been lied to for so many years, and they're still trying to cover it up. I mean, I believe that the FBI, the CIA, Justice Department, I mean, a bunch of other agencies too within the White House are fighting Trump on this. I mean, they absolutely do not want this to get out. I mean, you already know it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And there's so much stuff that is now covered up. I mean, just look at what we're finding out about Uranium One, how the FBI threatened an eyewitness. First of all, they kept their investigation secret because it would expose Hillary Clinton, Eric Holder, Timothy Geithner, and others who were on the committee that were supposed to do their work. The FBI knew that this was a dirty corporation, and they allowed that sale to go through anyway. So all of them are culpable on that. And so the FBI and all these people in the Obama administration wanted to keep that secret. And when the whistleblower wanted to go with live with it, they said, you do, we're going to send you to jail. He said he felt like worse might happen to him. So this is going on constantly. And that's the key thing that is important about these JFK files, that we expose these people who operate this way. We're not going to get any answers as to who specifically shot Kennedy, but we can get answers about the nature of this deep state, this dark state. And I think that's the most important thing. I want to get to Jared, our caller in Ohio. Thank you, Robert. I'm going to move on to the next caller because we've only got just under 2 minutes left. Jared, go ahead. Jared, Ohio. Are you still there? Jared in Ohio. Going once for Jared in Ohio. Going twice. Is he gone? Okay. I think we've lost Jared. Sorry, Jared. I know that you were holding. One of the things that is coming up, and as we're talking about this dirty dossier, the question arises, did Podesta and John Podesta and Wasserman Schultz, did they perjure themselves before Congress? Oh, you got Jared now. Okay, let's go to Jared, who's been holding. Go ahead, Jared. Okay, we don't have Jared, or do we? All right, we don't have... Okay, all right, he's gone. Okay. Okay, so the question is, did Podesta and Wasserman Schultz and Hillary Clinton, did they perjure themselves? Did they violate federal election laws? Well, they all sound like Colonel Schultz. I knew nothing. Okay, but they did perjure themselves before Congress. And this is coming from CNN. Isn't that interesting that CNN would be complaining about that? And that Leon Panetta, former CIA director under President Obama, said Thursday that congressional committees need to investigate who in the Clinton campaign knew what and when about the payments for the Trump dossier. Hey, you know what? You're in big trouble as a Democrat when the Washington Post and CNN and the Democrat CIA director stop covering for you and start exposing you. That's when you know you're in big trouble. That's why I did the video yesterday and put it out. You know, it was a birthday from hell for Hillary Clinton because now the big state establishment, the dark state, is turning against her. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
We're not just going to have to end in the next week the Brain Force Plus special, 50% off. I'm going to have to end even sooner our Caveman Ultimate Paleo Bone Broth, Turmeric, Chaga Mushroom, Bee Pollen, and more. Concentrate. You talk about next level meal replacement, next level compared to whey. And it's great to mix with whey and then make shakes. It's incredible. My son is growing like a weed using it. He's bigger than I am already. 15, incredible. It is amazing. InfoWarsLife.com, 50% off Caveman, but only a few days left. It's about to end. And folks, the globalists hate it when you do this. We're the tip of the spear because we're fearless. We're bold because we understand the stakes are too high. The globalists win. We're all slaves. So don't thank me for what I'm doing. I want to thank you. We're all in this together. And when you get the great Molon Labe t-shirts, you get the great books and videos, you're funding the tip of the spear. Again, visit InfoWarsStore.com today and commit to helping the InfoWar. I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense Probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. We're going to do a news blitz in this top of the hour, and then we're going to talk to Gerald Celente in the next segment, and you're going to be interested in what he has to say. He got a chance to talk to Governor Conley before the governor died, talk to him about what happened in Dealey Plaza. He was in the car. He was shot with JFK, as I'm sure you know. You know, if you want to get people annoyed, and we'll probably talk about this at the bottom of the hour with Halloween coming up. Most people are doing their Halloween parties over the weekend. If you're an adult and you really want to get somebody upset about political correctness, here's a suggestion for you. Dress as Teddy Roosevelt. That's right. Teddy Roosevelt is now an object of hate for the left. Somebody has thrown paint and vandalized the statue of Teddy Roosevelt at the Museum of Natural History. And it's close to Central Park. Just understand, as we've talked about this for quite a while, this is not about Dylann Roof. That's what Nikki Haley seized on, a single picture of the killer, Dylann Roof, who viciously killed some black people in a church. And she said, look, he's got a Confederate flag in there. We got to ban everything that's Confederate flags. And so that started the purge. And then it spread to Confederate statues. Then it spread to statues of Lincoln and Grant, and then it spread to Columbus, and now it spread to Teddy Roosevelt, who, by the way, folks, did not have any slaves. Maybe you should go look that up in the history books. He didn't have any slaves. But anyway, that's the I guess we could say the assault by the left to tear down our foundations of history, our foundations of culture. Here's one of our, here's somebody if you want to throw some paint at, throw it at George H.W. Bush. Maybe he's one of the guys that the CIA is going to the mat for to try to cover up. They said, oh, there's still some people alive who are involved in all of this stuff and we don't want their names to come out. Would that be George H.W. Bush? You know, he was the one who delayed it for 25 years when he was president. Maybe he thought he'd be dead by now, but no, he's not. He's in a wheelchair, but he is still grabbing people. A third woman this week says that she was groped by George H.W. Bush. And so now he's getting his grabbing gate going out, I guess. A third woman said yesterday that she was grabbed by him during a photo op in 2014. Christina Baker Klein said that it took place at a Barbara Bush Foundation for Family Literacy fundraiser. He said, "You want to know my favorite book?" she recalled. And she leaned closer to him for the photo. And President Bush put his arm around me, low on my back, she said. His comic timing was impeccable. He said, "David, cop a feel." And he squeezed my butt hard, just as the photographer snapped the photo. Instinctively, I swiped his hand away. And she joins actress Heather Lynn and actress Jordan Grolnick, who shared similar stories about their encounter with the now wheelchair-ridden George H.W. Bush. But, of course, he never gets over the things that motivate him. Meanwhile, we have Corey Feldman is doing a crowdfunding to take down Hollywood pedophiles. He wants to crowdfund a movie, and he has raised on his crowdfunding $100,000 in the first 24 hours. See, they think we don't know about these things. They think we don't know what's going on with the CIA, the FBI, and these other people. They think we're buying their lies. They think we don't know what's going on with their pedophile networks, but people do. And we're going to find out what's going on. Meanwhile, we have the Republicans, and these are people coming from the Cato Institute and other so-called libertarian groups saying, let's charge drivers by the mile, not by the gallon, so that we can rebuild our infrastructure. And I say so-called libertarians because if you're going to charge people by the mile, how are you going to track that? You're going to track that by putting a tracker box in people's cars. And that tracker box will not only track how many miles you are driving, but it will also track where you're going, how fast you're going, so they can instantly send you tickets and so forth. This is what everybody is concerned about that is paying any attention. It's what I've been warning for the longest time. And, of course, it's coming from the people in the Republican Party, the people who say that they support individual liberty. This is not at all individual liberty, and I talked about how they're not for it in any way, shape, or form. Stay with us. Gerald Celente is coming up right after the break.
This week, the FBI released over 1,500 heavily redacted documents concerning the Sandy Hook investigation. In many cases, entire pages are redacted, but unredacted portions of the Sandy Hook documents continue to support the narrative. 20-year-old shooter Adam Lanza was a lonely, tech-savvy high school dropout, an experienced shooter with an interest in weapons, a functioning autistic with a personality disorder, and a recluse who liked to play video games all day. But there's one key update on page 41. A source told agents that Lanza, while in the ninth grade, was visited at his home by either CIA or FBI agents after hacking a government computer system. The source said authorities told Nancy Lanza that if her son was that smart, he could have a job with them someday. InfoWars has the documents. Read them right now. They're posted in their entirety at the article, FBI Releases Heavily Redacted Sandy Hook Investigation Docs. Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
You found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight on this October 27th, 2017. We're going to be talking to Gerald Celente. He did the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show yesterday. Had some very interesting things to say about the petrodollar. That's a big story that hasn't gotten much attention, and I've talked about it a good deal, and Gerald Celente has as well. We may even get into self-driving cars somewhat, because, of course, that is always being pushed on us. That's another thing that nobody is talking about. Those two issues alone. The collapse of our currency, and then the efforts to take away by fiat. And, of course, it's not just, Gerald was talking about investment issues in terms of batteries and so forth, but it's also the freedom issues, and I think they're using the electric cars because that's a nice distraction. Look at this. It's got no emissions and so forth, right? They can do that, and then they can load your car up with all the electronics to track everywhere you go. And, of course, we just had some reports out of the Cato Institute talking about, yeah, let's charge people by the mile. And not by the gallon. Let's tax people that way. I've said this is all about using the electric car as a diversion so they can get their tax and track robot cars. And guess what? You know, robot's the word for slave. You're going to be the slave and the slave vehicle. But the key thing that I wanted to talk to Gerald about today with the JFK files being hyped as being released yesterday was an interview that he had with Governor Connally, and he put this in his Trends Journal. And you can subscribe to that at trendsresearch.com. Gerald is no stranger to those of you who listen to InfoWars, but I'll give him the introduction anyway. American trends forecaster and publisher of Trends Journal. He is a business consultant and author. He is a frequent guest here and on many shows like the Today Show, the Good Morning America, CBS Morning News, so forth. He's been on all the mainstream media, but he also tells the truth. And he is a frequent guest here. So I wanted to talk to Gerald about that and about those other issues, and also about this story that was on Trends Journal that you can find at trendsresearch.com. The JFK Files, what Governor Connally told me that every American should know. Welcome, Gerald. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me on. I love being on Real News.
Thank you. Thank you. Tell us what he had to say, because it is vitally, I've read the punchline. I know what he had to say, but people need to hear this, and it is very relevant today, especially with what we saw happen with the JFK files yesterday. Tell us a little bit about your discussion with Governor Connally. How did you come to meet him? What time was it, and so forth?
Well, what happened was I wrote the book Trend Tracking back in 1989, and in that book I said there'd be a new third party movement by the next election. And someone like Ross Perot, who was hardly known back then, would be the type of maverick candidate that people were looking for.
Yeah.
And so a fellow read my book. His name was John J. Hooker. And John J. Hooker was from Tennessee, Nashville, Tennessee, prominent family, just barely lost running for governor. And he read the book. He was the guy that got Ross Perot to run. He got him on Larry King.
Wow.
So the election's going on, and I get a call from John J. Hooker that John Connally, the former governor of Texas, former Treasury Secretary under Nixon, wanted to meet me in Dallas. This is 2 weeks before the presidential election. He wanted to know how I knew about there'd be a third party and someone like Ross Perot would be the person running. So I fly down to Nashville, meet with Connell, with Hooker, and then we fly from Nashville to Dallas the next day. But I have to tell you, we're driving around. He's showing me all around Nashville, and he shows me where Al Gore's house is. Remember, this is 2 weeks before the presidential election between Bush, Clinton, and Perot. Mm-hmm. I said, what do you think of Al Gore? He said, I knew his father, and just like his father, he's an arrogant boy. That's what he said about Al Gore. So
and
anyway,
he was on the ticket as the vice presidential candidate at that time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And now in Hooker's apartment, a condominium on top of this building, you know, overlooked all of Nashville, there's pictures of him with everybody, with the Kennedys, at Kenny Bunkport, with Hubert Humphrey, with Johnson, with you name it. He's with them. That's John J. Hooker. Fly out to Dallas. We have lunch at the Anatole Hotel. There's me, Pat Cadell, the pollster, and Rama Fox, who was Larry King's girlfriend at the time. That's why I mentioned about it was Hooker that got Perot on Larry King. Then that's when Perot announced his candidacy. So Rama Fox was there. We're just having lunch now, and Nellie's up in the room. And I never liked Connally from what I knew from hearing him on the media. And within the first 5 minutes of Connally talking, I felt embarrassed for myself for prejudging someone that I didn't know and only heard from the media. Hmm. Every word that this guy spoke was a sentence, and every sentence a paragraph. And as the others would talk and start cutting him off, I started cutting them off because I wanted him to finish what he was saying. It was one of those times, David, back in the day, I wish I had a tape recorder.
Oh, yeah.
The things that he was saying, all of a sudden we finish lunch and Hooker says, well, you ready, John? The limousine's waiting outside. So they all go, let me go get Nellie. We all pile into the limousine and we drive to the book depository, the Texas School Book Depository. It's Connally's and Nellie's first time back since the assassination. They didn't even go there when they dedicated the place.
So it was about 30 years or so, right?
Yep.
It'll be about 30
years. So now, again, there's 92. We're parked out in front. What you see where Lee Harvey Oswald ostensibly shot Kennedy from, that's the side. We're parked out in front. And I'm sitting across from Connolly, and he starts telling what happened that day. He said, I heard a gunshot, and he points out, and he said, I turned to my right. He said, I knew it was a gunshot because I've been hunting since I'm a little boy. He said, I didn't see anything. He goes, I was scrunched up in the jump seat. They used to have jump seats in those old limousines, not like today, these big things.
He said, to his right, that would be, that would not, in other words, he didn't think the shot was coming from behind him, in other words, right?
Right. He turned to his right.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I was wearing a dark blue suit that day and holding my Stetson hat on my knee. He said, I turned to my left and there were brains on my shoulder.
Mm.
He said, I know there were brains because my daddy was a butcher.
Mm.
And then he went like this. He said, I felt a pounding on my back. And he goes flying forward. The bullet rips through his back, through his hand, through his knee. Nelly throws himself on top of him. They both said they heard three shots. He goes on to tell the story. What saved his life, he said it took about 20 minutes to get to Parkland. We got there in about 12. Remember, he goes flying forward. Nelly throws herself on top of him. You can see that even in the films that they have available. What happened was, remember, his hand is on his knee. He goes flying forward. His lung blows open. By him having his knee and hand compressed on his, on the wound, that's what saved him from suffocating because the air would have gone in through the lung. This is what he's telling us.
Wow. Wow. I came that close to dying.
Yeah. As the motorcade comes screaming into Parkland, there's this guy, a doctor taking a break. He sees the motorcade come screaming in. Goes, runs down into the emergency room, total confusion. The guy, in all of this confusion, the doctor that ran down there, that worked on Connolly, was a thoracic surgeon. What are the odds of that? A lung doctor, right? Saves his life.
It wasn't his day to die.
Yeah.
Okay, hang on. We're going to pick it. This is a very compelling story. I wish we didn't have to go to break, but we got a hard break here. We're going to come right back. We're talking to Gerald Celente of TrendsResearch.com, telling us what Governor Connolly, who was shot that day, related to him. And we have not gotten to the punchline yet, so stay with us. We'll be right back with Gerald Celente. I'm David Knight. Stay with us.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're running the biggest special we've ever had for our best-selling product, Brain Force. Now, Brain Force Plus, there's 20% more in each bottle. And we're now purchasing so much of it from the major organic manufacturer here in the United States that we've been able to get it for less. So I'm offering for the first time ever 50% off. And I thought I could offer this for maybe a month. I'm going to have to stop this special within a week because it is blasting out of our warehouse because the fans of it already are stocking up. They know how great it is. A whole bunch of organic, natural, healthy, known nootropics. And if you want good, clean, focused energy, then Brain Force is for you, and you're supporting the broadcast at the same time. It's a good deal at $39. It's $19.96 at InfoWarsLife.com or simply call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Refresh your breath with Emrex Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gum and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute one part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emrex Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You know, someone very profoundly once said many years ago that if fascism ever comes to America, it'll come in the name of liberalism.
You're a white male! You're a white man!
Welcome to The War Room, the latest expansion in InfoWars live broadcasting. We are live weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Central at InfoWars.com/show and this YouTube channel right here that you've landed on. Please subscribe to the channel for updates and notifications. You can follow us on Twitter at War Room Show. We are going to have the most powerful guests, the most powerful hosts. We'll be hearing from Alex Jones regularly, as well as taking your phone calls. The liberal establishment media has controlled the narrative for too long. The silent majority is no longer silent. This is The War Room.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we've been talking to Gerald Celente of TrendsResearch.com, and he was giving us a very compelling first-hand story that he got from Governor Connally, who was in the limousine with President Kennedy on the day that President Kennedy was shot. And he was recounting to Gerald Celente as he had returned to the site of the shooting for the first time in about 30 years. It was just before the 1992 election. So it had been about 30 years or so. And he was recounting to Gerald Celente what he heard, what he saw, and how he nearly died. Very, very compelling story. Let's pick up with that again. Gerald, it was amazing. One of the things I think, and we can go back and revisit this a little bit, I think one of the key things that he said to you was that he heard a shot from his right, not from behind him. And then he saw the president's, he looked to his left and saw the brains of the president all over his shoulder, and then that's when he got shot as well. I'll let you pick up the story and talk about it.
Matter of fact, here's a photo of of us in front of the book depository.
Mm.
And so we go outside and with hardly anybody there, and all of a sudden crowds started coming. It was just like magic, and he was very, very nice to everybody. We get back in the car, and I'm sitting across him. There's not a word said. And I started the conversation. I said, "How are you feeling?" He said, "I've been having some trouble with my lungs. They have adhesions and other problems." And I asked him this because I'm looking at his hands. I have a photograph of my father, may his soul rest in peace. I had a going away party for him. He was dying from asbestos poisoning from working in the shipyards.
Mm.
And my father's hands had all these purple splotches over them. They had him on heavy doses of prednisone. And I saw the same thing with Connally. They had him on heavy doses of prednisone. And when you look at that picture, he's hunched over. He wasn't himself. He was talking like a dying man. That's what struck me. We get out of the car, go to the Anatole Hotel, and everybody gets out. We're in the middle. We're the last two walking out. Walk through the revolving doors. There we go in the lobby. We're walking toward the elevator, and he stops me, and he said, "I read your book. Just a fine piece of work. And I know your heart's in the right place. He said, but you don't have a clue what's going on. And neither do the American people. Because if they did, it'd be a revolution in this country.
Wow. Wow. And we still don't have a clue because they're going to keep everything quiet. Even the stuff that they told some of the people to tell them, hey, you're on the inside and you really know what's going on. I mean, they didn't put anything incriminating in those papers, but they won't even give us that information. And you're saying that Governor Conley said if anybody knew what was really going on, there would be a revolution in this country. We heard something similar from George H.W. Bush, didn't we? Didn't he say something about, if they knew what was going on, they would string us up or something like that? Didn't he say that?
And you know, this is a guy that, again, not only the Democratic governor, but he was the Treasury Secretary under Nixon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, this is a guy that was there.
Yes.
And now think back, 1992, there was no war on terror. I remember being late running to the airport, you know, running down. I didn't have to stop and get felt up by a freak with gloves.
That's right.
There was no TSA, NSA spying on us, Homeland Security. It was a whole, remember how things, no war on terror. It was a different time. And even at that time, it was still a guy like him that, I mean, this is a guy that, you know, almost died getting assassinated in front of Kennedy got assassinated, telling me this. This is, so what I'm, the point I was making too about, I knew he was a dying man. I said it to Hooker. I said, you know, I said, this guy's going to die soon. He's Gerald, my boy. How could you say so? I said, I've seen the picture before. I said, I just watched my father die. Is this guy's going? Conley and I stayed in contact until February, and then he died in April.
Wow. Wow. You know, that's the thing. When he talks about that, and you're talking about how innocent and how relatively free everything was at that point in time compared to the way that we are now, what it makes me think about is the fact that once they set these structures in place, it takes a while before the true consequences manifest themselves. And so you have the situation with the JFK assassination. That was really the muscle being flexed of the deep state, I think. But then when you look at what happened next with 9/11, that's when they start to put in the systems of control. And we have yet to see the full implementation of that. And that's what really concerns me as we see it continually getting worse and worse. And I know what's coming down the road. I know, as you were talking about yesterday about electric cars, I really think that electric cars are just a beard to get people to sign on to these cars that are going to be used to tax us every step of the way that we go, to track us, to end private ownership. That is the ultimate goal. And that is why we've got the government subsidizing something that nobody wants and that the technology is not there. I mean, you see Tesla laying people off left and right. You see his battery operation continuing, firing a lot of people as well. You've got Apple, that's Solar City. You've got Apple's co-founder, Steve Wozniak, saying that this is nothing but a bunch of hype. And you were saying that essentially yesterday as well. But they're going to do what they can to end private ownership, to control our movement. And that's one of the key things that they do when they conduct a war against people. They stop your ability to communicate, they stop your ability to shoot, and they stop your ability to move. And that's the thing that really concerns me, this entire surveillance state and the war that they're conducting against the American people.
And they stopped us to think. We don't think for ourselves anymore, and we believe all the BS. Look, all the about the, you know, the information that's now coming out with the release of part of the JFK files, you know, one of the things, it's right there, about all the different attempts by the CIA to assassinate other world leaders.
Yes.
Assassinate
and using
other world leaders?
Yeah.
You know, what, isn't that murder? That's the role of this country? We're doing this kind of thing? You know.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, isn't it, Gerald, that they held that back. And it was very shocking in the 70s when they were telling the Church Commission about how they had assassination stuff. But everybody just takes that for granted. As a matter of fact, the American public cheers that when we do it with drones.
Well, again, look what just happened. They released, it doesn't make, again, your real news in the junk news. They don't even talk about, they released the information about what went on with Indonesia back in the 60s. and how the United States was so involved in the slaughter and the support of the slaughter of millions of people because they was commies. Hey, but you know what, David? It's okay to deal with them commie Chinese, though, isn't it? Hey, they're a different color commie. They're not as red as the other commies. We'll kill those commies. But that little slimer, what's his name? Slick Willie Clinton? We're gonna do business with the Chinese. That was okay. Do you know what most people don't know? China joined the World Trade Organization two weeks after 9/11 when nobody was watching.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And they would have been in the Trans-Pacific Partnership as soon as the thing got passed, too. You're spot on. Thank you for joining us, Gerald Celente. An amazing story. And you can find his Trends Journal telling you what's coming up next. You can find that at trendsresearch.com. An excellent publication. We'll be right back.
More than 3,000 never-before-seen documents on the assassination of John F. Kennedy are to be released by the National Archives October 26th. The still-secret documents include more than 3,000 that have never been seen by the public and more than 30,000 that have been released previously but with heavy redactions. This means that thousands of formerly classified documents related to Kennedy's assassination will be unveiled. JFK scholars cannot wait. Longtime Trump advisor Roger Stone was on the Alex Jones show this week. He said he spoke directly to the president and urged him to release all the documents. However, Stone notes that the president is under tremendous pressure by the Central Intelligence Agency to delay the release of the documents for another 25 years. Stone said the issue is now transparency. What is the government hiding at this point? He believes the documents will show that JFK assassin Lee Harvey Oswald was trained, nurtured, and put in place by the CIA. Leanne McAdoo, Infowars.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrix Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Live from Austin, Texas, it's David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight on this October the 27th, 2017. We've been talking in the last half hour to Gerald Celente with TrendsResearch.com. He was talking about having met former Governor Connally, who was shot. He was in the limousine, of course, with JFK, relating the terrifying story of what it was like to be shot and what he saw, what he heard, and also the final punchline that if the American people knew what was happening, there would be a revolution. That's what Governor Connally told him. He was close to death. He was a very sick man, and he was telling it like it is. But I want to talk to Gerald now about the future, because Trends Research is focused on the future, and it was Gerald Celente's uncanny ability to predict what was going to happen, to predict the rising ascendancy of somebody like Ross Perot, actually identified Ross Perot, that got him into that interview, into that discussion with Governor Connally, and with the book that he had written. And you can subscribe to Trends Journal at TrendsResearch.com. But let's talk about the future, Gerald. Let's talk about a little bit about what you mentioned yesterday, the petrodollar, because this is something that is going to really, really affect our economy in profound ways that I think the American public doesn't realize. And they don't understand the attack on the dollar. And so it's not only is it going to affect our purchasing power, the fiat currency that we have here that is a mountain of debt, but if it starts to collapse, we have seen in the past that the American government will very quickly move to war to protect its petrodollar. For instance, in Iraq, they were moving away from the petrodollar. Libya, he was, and we know from the emails that were leaked by WikiLeaks, we know that Muammar Gaddafi, they weren't so concerned about him when he was a terrorist, but they got concerned about him when he said, I'm going to have a gold-backed currency that's going to compete with the Western Central Bank. So that's what took him out. And now we've got a situation where you got some weak economies that are big oil producers like Venezuela and Iran saying, we're going to move away from the petrodollar. But the thing that is more important about that is that you've got Russia and China saying we're going to move away from the petrodollar, and China has got some designs on having gold-backed currency, as well as Russia that has tripled its gold reserves. So all of these are very troubling moves. The people understand what is the basis of our political and economic power, and they are coming after that foundation of our political and economic power, the petrodollar, aren't they, Gerald?
Yes, you know, I just want to say that everyone listening and hearing what you're saying, not many people that I've heard put it in context as you do. So people that are tuning in to Real News are getting real facts that you don't get anywhere else. So I'm very, very pleased to be on with you, and thank you very much for what you're doing. You know, it goes back again, the system that we have in tracking trends, and ironically, it's called globalnomic. It means making connections between different fields. People tend to look at their one profession, you know, and try to look at the world through that. We're talking about the petrodollar. We began by talking about Connally. I mentioned Connally was the Treasury Secretary under Nixon.
That's right.
This is the guy when they took us off the gold standard.
Wow, that's right. That's right. Wow.
Now, back to the petrodollar. That was the Nixon deal with the Saudi king.
Mm-hmm.
So now fast forward. You know, the deal was, look, we'll protect you, this criminal organization called the Royal Family. But here's the deal. You got to sell all your oil, all OPEC. Only people could buy it in dollars. You can't use anything else. Only dollars. Now, going back then, you know, there were francs, there were euros, there were, you know, all of these, not euros, yen, lira, there were all these different currencies. But no, you only could buy in one currency, the dollar. And that was the deal. Now, okay. China, with the United States putting sanctions on so many different countries, not dealing with dollars anymore. So the Chinese are telling the Russians are the world's largest producer of oil in the world. We'll buy your oil but we're not going to pay you in dollars. We're going to pay you in yuan, our currency. But you could convert it into gold.
That's right.
Remember, we used to be on the gold standard. That's gone. Now we're on the digital dollars printed on nothing and backed by nothing standard. Venezuela, Iran, and even Saudi Arabia. The Chinese are now buying Saudi oil in yuan, not dollars. When the petrodollar goes down, David, this economy is going to crash. Because the only thing that's keeping this fraud going are the central banksters printing up their digital money, again, backed by nothing and printed on nothing, the tens of trillions that they've dumped into banks around the world to prop them up when the economy was going down. They will no longer be able to do that when the dollar is no longer the petrodollar. And when that happens, gold prices, cryptocurrency prices will go off the charts. And the dollar inflation in this country, it'll be like what's going on in Venezuela now, or what went on in Germany prior to World War II.
Yeah, you know, I had John McAfee on, and he had made a bet with somebody, and I won't go into the details of it, because it's kind of obscene, of what he would do if gold did not hit this astronomical level. I forget what the number was, but it was astronomical even compared to where it is now. And when I talked to John McAfee after that came out, he said, well, it wasn't based on the strength of Bitcoin. It was based on the fact that I expect the dollar to collapse.
That's right. It's collapsing in front of us.
Yes.
The only thing that's keeping it up, like, for instance, what happened in, again, you have to look at all these things going on over in Europe yesterday. The ECB, run by Mario Draghi, the former head of the Goldman Sachs gang that they put in as president when he was running first. He was the head of the Goldman Sachs gang in Europe. Anyway, he came out and said, no, we're not tapering. We're just downsizing a bit, you know? They're cutting back the tapering, but they're still at negative interest rates when you deposit your money. So what I'm saying is the only reason the dollar is strong, well, the euro just, for example, just went down because they're keeping the scheme going. You, as I say, you know, you're a nice guy, David. I've met you. We've had a couple of drinks together. We ate together. I'm on your show. You know, I like you. I'm going to sell you this 10-year Japanese bond. And when in 10 years, I'm going to give you less money than you loaned me because I like you so much.
You sound like Bernie Madoff. You sound like Bernie Madoff. And it is a Ponzi scheme, isn't it?
Yeah. So what I'm saying is, now let's go back to the dollar. The only reason the dollar is where it is because all these other ones are so weak. And now with the Chinese saying, we're not going to use your petrodollar anymore, it's going to change.
That's right. Yeah. And you look at that, look at the petrodollar and look at the petro side of it. Again, as you mentioned, it's the Saudis, and they're making the same kind of moves. We've not seen the Saudis before make these kind of moves to Russia, for example, saying we're going to give you $10 billion. And then Russia says, and we're going to sell you weapons. See, that was part of the petrodollar deal that we had going with them. And I think
that's
it's very
right.
significant, Gerald, this Davos in the desert. I talked about that yesterday. The fact that the new Saudi crown prince is trying to break with everything in the past. He's trying to break with radical Islam. He is trying to break, I think, with the petrodollar. And I'm telling you, if that happens, we're going to wind up seeing the CIA use these radical jihadis who are concerned about his changes that he's going to make to Mecca, his changes that he's going to make to the society. I think we're going to see them come after him using these radical jihadis, don't you?
Oh, it's going to... The other thing, yeah, with the Saudis also, you know, the other deal they're doing, that the new prince there, they're going to bring Aramco, their big oil dynasty, they're going public with it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Radical changes coming up in the world, things that are going to affect us fundamentally. Thank you so much for joining us. Gerald Celente, trendsresearch.com. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm David Knight.
We're not just going to have to end in the next week
the Brain Force Plus special, 50% off. I'm going to have to end even sooner our Caveman Ultimate Paleo Bone Broth, Turmeric, Chaga Mushroom, Bee Pollen, and more. Concentrate. You talk about next level meal replacement, next level compared to whey. And it's great to mix with whey and then make shakes. It's incredible. My son is growing like a weed using it. He's bigger than I am already. 15, incredible. It is amazing. InfoWarsLife.com, 50% off Caveman, but only a few days left. It's about to end. And folks, the globalists hate it when you do this. We're the tip of the spear because we're fearless. We're bold because we understand the stakes are too high. The globalists win. We're all slaves. So don't thank me for what I'm doing. I want to thank you. We're all in this together. And when you get the great Bolon Labe t-shirts, you get the great books and videos, you're funding the tip of the spear. Again, visit InfoWarsStore.com today and commit to helping the InfoWar.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. It's October the 27th, 2017. A lot of people are going to be having Halloween parties over the weekend. And, you know, I came in with a Swan Lake, of course. That was what people used to dress as. They used to dress as the old Universal Studios monsters, Dracula, Frankenstein, and others. But now there's a whole new set of costumes. And we're going to talk about some of the politically correct costumes that you may want to take a look at, and maybe some politically incorrect costumes. And if we have time, we'll get into some of the real horror stories that are happening at this Halloween time. Before we do, real quickly, we've got a sale on Winter Sun, our vitamin D supplement. It is now 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And I've been talking about an article. How do you know if you're vitamin D deficient? And there's six signs. We've done several of them today. One of them, you get frequent infections. Another one, you're depressed, especially in winter. And that's why we call it Winter Sun, is because that's been one of the most obvious signs that people are not getting vitamin D because they're not getting any sunlight. And so that's why we called our vitamin D supplement that's now 50% off. We called it Winter Sun. The other one I mentioned was you're always tired. And here's a fourth one here. You have joint pains or you have weak bones. When you're running low on vitamin D, your bones can weaken, increasing your risk of stress fractures, says a nutritionist who was being interviewed in this story. This is related to vitamin D's essential role in regulating calcium uptake. So you can take a calcium supplement, but if you don't have sufficient vitamin D, your body is not going to assimilate that calcium. So people often think about calcium for bones, but they're rarely aware that vitamin D is essential for its absorption, for the absorption of calcium. One study in 2014 predicted that adults with a vitamin D deficiency who are older than 50 are more likely to develop pain in their hip and knee joints. And it also noted that the pain is more likely to get worse if the deficiency isn't treated with supplementation. You know, one of the reasons that they started looking at vitamin D supplementation was they had a study that showed that nurses who were working night shifts for over 20 years had a higher incidence of wrist and hip fractures over an 8-year follow-up period. So again, it goes back to not just being depressed, not just having your muscles ache, but also having bone issues because vitamin D is essential to being able to have a proper intake of nutrients, especially calcium. So you can find Winter Sun, our vitamin D supplement, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And also for limited time, you can get 10% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix. Just enter the code VITA10, V-I-T-A-10, to get 10% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink. We have some suggestions for what you should wear for Halloween. And of course, these are coming from people on the left. There's a couple in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, which comes as no surprise to me. We used to live just outside of Chapel Hill, North Carolina. It is the home of it's a very liberal college university town. And so this is a couple. They've been together for 17 years. They have two children. And they created a site called Goodies Not Guns because they're very concerned about violence in Halloween costumes. Not the kind of vicious violence of Freddy Krueger, but, you know, not guns. Just don't do guns, that type of thing. So they want nonviolent costumes. They came up with the idea 3 weeks ago while sitting on their porch talking about the recent mass shooting in Las Vegas. So let's put something out. And the picture they show is, I guess, maybe one of their kids, a little boy, and he is dressed as an avocado. How exciting. Isn't that exciting? Didn't your children get really excited when you dressed them as a piece of fruit or a vegetable? You know, no role playing allowed, especially if it involves weapons, because we don't want our kids learning how to defend themselves and how to defend their families. She said, we just felt so powerless as citizens and as parents after the Vegas shooting. I know what she means because I feel very powerless when I'm lied to by a very powerful government. They lie to my face and they think they can get away with it. That makes me feel powerless. But she felt powerless because of the violence in the world. She said, and you read about gun control, but it isn't enough. They now have to intrude on kids' playtime. Maybe what they could do is maybe instead of dressing up the kid as an avocado, maybe they could dress them up as a one-armed bandit from Las Vegas. You know, a slot machine, like Ellen DeGeneres' slot machines. You know, they could even have Ellen all over. That'd be really politically correct. And you tell them, you dress like this, and you, because these things will make you millionaires, right? That's the narrative they've been telling us. That's the other lie they've been telling us, how he became a multimillionaire. Of course, it was also interesting that he settled his debts. Why wouldn't this guy have a debt if he's such a successful gambler on video poker? But he settled his debts with the casinos just immediately before the shooting began. Isn't that convenient? So here's the next idea. This became something of an issue within the last 24 hours. There's been multiple stories written about Moana, if that's the way it's pronounced. I haven't watched Disney for a very long time, so forgive me if I'm not pronouncing the name of their fictional Hawaiian female character. They say as a costume about that, is that racist? Because, you know, because it's a Disney Polynesian princess, they're selling that costume everywhere. And now some people are concerned about it. One guy, Sarchi Ferris, I don't know if that's a guy or a girl, published an article on raceconscious.org. Oh, yes, let's just put race out there and talk about nothing but race because that'll make race go away. No, it won't. It'll increase racism. So let's bully kids. Let's promote racism and division and politically correct Marxism. Let's do that. So they promote raising children, they say, with an awareness of racial social issues. No, they're pushing cultural Marxism. And Ferris wrote, oh, Ferris is a woman. She wrote that she told her daughter, if we're going to dress up a real person, we have to make sure we are doing it in a way that is respectful. Otherwise, it's like we're making fun of someone else's culture. That's called humor. That's called humor. And if we're going to have it as cultural appropriation, what about this lady that's been in the news all these last weeks? Frederica Wilson with her cowgirl glitter hat, the rhinestone cowgirl. We've seen pictures of her everywhere. Is she doing cultural appropriation? Is that appropriate for her to dress like that? And does she know which end of the horse is which? I don't think so. Okay, now let's go to the, if you really want to offend these people, you really want to trigger them. One thing that triggers them right now is a costume that's out there called the Wall. And that's being sold. And they say, no, it's not Pink Floyd's The Wall, because accessories for the costume are Donald Trump-like wig and a face bronzer. And so you can wear this thing. It looks like a wall. And in case you don't understand, that's a brick wall from the graphic. They write on it, The Wall. So there you go, and you can use that to get people upset. But if you really want to get them upset, really want to get them upset, you can dress as white privilege itself. Yes, this is a picture of a guy. He's all in white. He's got a white cape. He's got a crown like the king from Burger King. And across it, you know, he doesn't have to put white because everything is white, including his face. He's whited out his face and got white makeup on his face. And then it just says on his chest, privilege. There you go. There you go. Or you got this school in Massachusetts that wants to take out the word Halloween, and they want to call it Black and Orange Spirit Day. So we can still keep the occult stuff there. You can still dress like witches and stuff like that because nobody would be offended by that except maybe some Christians or something. Okay. So go into all the occultic stuff. Go into all the violent stuff. But let's not talk about Halloween. Let's just keep it Black and Orange Spirit Day, and it is total political correctness. Now, there are some people who, let's get on the serious side here, there are some people in Malawi who believe in vampires, and they said they have arrested 200 suspected mob members over vampire killings. The police in Malawi have. They said 9 people have been killed since mid-September. There's widespread belief in witchcraft there. One person was stoned to death in the country's second largest city last week. Another was stoned and then burned to death. Both were accused of being blood-sucking vampires. And not even politicians. I mean, these are just like people that they think are literally vampires. And then there's the issue of body snatching. You know, when we talk about body snatching, it's actually still going on. Remember the old, we played Swan Lake coming in. You know, we were talking about Universal Monsters. And of course, they were getting the bodies for Frankenstein and for other issues. They called themselves resurrectionists because they would grab these bodies and then they would sell them to doctors so that they could learn their medical skills. And that is still going on. As they're pointing out in this article, they can't really model this with something that is not human. If you're even trying to learn how to do anesthesia and you can't figure out how to insert tubes and so forth doing it in a model, you have to do it on a cadaver. But what is happening is you've got some individuals who are making a great deal of money off of this. They found out about this secret trade in bodies, and we don't have enough time. We're going to run out of this. So I'll cover this on Monday because we've got some stuff that will really scare you that's going on in the real world. It's not just the body snatching, and it brings up a whole issue of organ donors and what is involved with that and keeping people in the dark. That's it today for our broadcast. We'll see you on Monday. I'm David Knight. Thanks for joining us.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.